Hey guys, just to note, you're free to record as you wish. Hey guys, just to note, I know some of you don't have a microphone, so if you do want to say something to the PP crew, then Kashmir will be helping you guys with that. Just send him a private message and he'll ask the question or whatever you want to say for you. Also, make sure that you've read the announcement so you know how to request voice, you know how to switch off sounds or whatever, and you know the rules as well. Also, just one more thing, try to keep messages to a minimum on the window so that we can look out for people that want us to say something. But as I said before, try to keep all your private messages on that subject, you know, try to keep them to be sent to Kashmir. He's dealing with that. Kyle's just rebooting his computer, so he'll be online soon. He'll just be, he'll come into the private channel just to test his microphone, make sure things are okay, and then he'll come in here. As far as I know, Jeremy, Kyle, Doug, Dave will be able to come. Unfortunately, Anastasia won't be here, but I don't know if that's changed or not, but you'll find out soon. Just to note, someone asked me if they can send messages to the channel. That's actually disabled. If you do want to send a message, then send it to Kashmir, but only send it to him if you don't have a microphone and you need to say something to the PP crew. Otherwise, please don't spam anyone, and if you do get reports of people spamming, you're just going to get kicked or something. You'll get voice soon. We're still waiting for Kyle and for him to test the microphone, make sure things are working.
Okay, guys, what's up? I see a lot of people have channel commander set on their names. That's a little red dot. Basically what that means is that you're in a sort of private kind of channel, and if you want to be able to talk to any of the Pyronis crew, you're going to need to turn it off. Otherwise, they just basically won't be able to hear you, so that'd be a shame. So if you guys could just turn it off in case you want to talk to them, that'd be fine. Oh, I just got a message that you guys can't turn it off. I'll just go sort that out. One moment.
Hey guys, for those of you that do have Channel Commander on, could you please switch that off and they'll disallow that again? Okay, thanks.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second Pyronis Fan Chat. To celebrate the release of Episode 8. Here we've got Jeremy and Kyle, and later on I think we're going to have Dave and Doug show up. I'm not sure when they're going to be here, but they'll be here a little later on. And what we're going to do is we're going to start out with maybe a little bit of some informal chat, and maybe on a little bit later on we're going to have some questions, you know, and I'm sure you guys have a lot of burning questions about the latest episode and whatnot. But
shall I give some people voice?
The way this is going to run is as I mentioned, is going to give some people voice. You're probably going to start out with about five people that can talk, but you can request voice. Those of you without microphones, you can talk to Kashmir Z and send in some text, and he can let us know what's on your mind.
What's up?
I love you.
Is that mic working? It's no mic.
My mic working? Yes. Testing.
It's working.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle.
Like your work, Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle, you're the
orange. Yay. If you guys test your mic, I was going to create another channel so you guys can test your mic. But
working.
Make sure that your mic works before you start talking.
Or request voice.
Is my mic working?
Yeah.
Hey guys, so it looks like I think I recognize some names from the forums. Are you guys on the forums?
Yeah.
I am. I'm the only blessed who kept coming in. Sorry about that. So how are you, dude?
I don't know what to ask.
It's not a question, it's a little chat. It's described.
Oh yeah, so...
what's up, Kyle?
Yeah, I haven't even watched the new episode yet. I'm watching it right now. So,
okay, you're a noob.
Mike, what?
Yep.
What's up, Mike?
Yep. See you guys later.
Send Ninja Hamster if you can hear
me. Good job.
I think the word Starstruck comes to mind.
He's uber noob, dude.
Oh, I'm a noob, man. I'll admit it.
Yeah, you guys might be interested in this, but we just got our stats from some of our mirrors. You know, we distribute episodes through. I think we've got 6 mirrors up now plus BitTorrent. But one of the mirrors is AGSN.ca, and he's it's a mirror that's run by Kiltraka, and he has some super pimp server that he configured especially for the release of episode 8, and he was uploading at 500 megabytes per second on a server that has a capacity to upload at 4 gigabytes per second, which is absolutely how he does it. But he was uploading at 500 megabytes per second within the first, I think we released, and it was 6 hours later, we got the AGSN directly up, and it was just absolutely crazy. And he sent me an email today, and he said within the first 24 hours, he had uploaded around 200,000 episode 8s. That's without BitTorrent, without any of the other servers, it was, the episode was downloaded 200,000 times. Just incredible that, A, that there's not many people watching the show, and B, that he was able to do that with his connection. It's just insane.
How the hell do you get so many contacts, Carl, man? You have, like, music industry contacts. You're like the pimp of the contact world, man.
Yeah, I didn't know how many people watched it. Like, I just go around, like, in my school, and I'll just say, like, old boom headshot crap, and then, like, people just come out of nowhere. Like, people I wouldn't think that watch the friggin' show. Like, the last five people I think. It's crazy.
Dude, I own news.
Man, that's awesome to hear. It's awesome to hear that people are walking around schools, practicing the micro and whatever else. It's funny that it's not just in Canada and the U.S. It's in other parts of the world that in Italy, these guys were saying that they always practice their micro in their school and whatever else.
I go okay. Yeah, yesterday, I ran around my shopping center.
I'm not joking. I now live in Spain, and my school today for the first time in a really bad, really heavy Spanish accent. I heard someone say "boom headshot." That was kind of French. Sorry, but
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like really weird. He's the only person I've heard, but Spain. Like, what the hell?
What? Do you vote Bane, Carl?
Hey, Bane the best. How come you're the most popular guy in forums? It seems all the polls. Which is that?
Bane is the most popular guy.
Most hated, maybe.
I love his polls.
Do you vote Bane, Kyle?
Yeah. Kyle, do you go micro?
I don't understand what voting for Bane means, really. I don't know.
Do you have something against me? Do you hate me? I'm gonna cry.
What?
Give voice rights to Captain Morgan.
I have no idea what voting for Bane is either, because I'm really proud of having a really low post count. In fact, I've been so inactive on the forums, my account is suspended.
I actually reactivated it for you.
It's still, how long ago is that? Because it was suspended. But never mind.
No, just a few days ago.
I think we have a pirate in our midst. And who's this?
Oh my god. Like a software pirate?
Does Captain Morgan have a mic? He's testing his mic right now. I'm talking to him on XR.
Can you guys hear me at all?
Yes.
A little bit.
Hi.
Yep. What was with the robot thing in episode 8? What was with that scene? The robots.
The robot thing? You're talking about building a computer.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Text Kyle, that song is in my head all day.
It's kind of a fun thing for me, I've always had this dream. I kind of want to, direct music videos and stuff. I think it's kind of funny, having people dance around in a cheesy way and like some cheesy 80s music. I just thought it was funny, and I was listening to a lot of 80s music at the time, and so, I came up with some drum loops and stuff, and it was just like, I busted out my mini Moog synthesizer, and it was, I think it's kind of fun, and it's kind of a catchy tune.
It's a catchy tune, man. In the podcast here, like, all day, all you've heard is building a computer all day. Are you going to release it at all? And also the other song with the whole, own it. Oh, God damn, I can't remember.
We really need a full album.
Yeah,
well, a full album of pure ownage songs.
Well, I've been saving a lot of the songs for the soundtrack, but I think we might release some episode 8 music either building a computer or maybe the I'm a Gamer, that funky tune where they're walking down the street and whatever else. But yeah, that it's probably going to be I'm a Gamer because, you know, it's, I don't know, I think it's a really classic tune now that you know, people are, you know, if you want to be all cool, you can put that as your little startup sound, and, you know, you start up, and it's like, I'm a gamer, yeah, you know, I don't know, I think it would be kind of cool.
I'd do it.
Who did?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Who'd you get to sing
all
those
songs?
Free.
It's going to be free.
It's going to be free.
Well, the building a computer is me singing, but the I'm a Gamer obviously isn't me. It's an actor slash dancer slash singer who's really amazing, actually. He's a very talented person that was singing for a friend of mine's band. I went to see a show about a month ago, and there was a singer that was just incredible. And, you know, she's classically trained. She's got a degree in voice, and she's going to some performance. And her name is Linda Gallant. And, she was belting out these awesome, I'm a Gamer kind of stuff. I was just thinking in my head, wow, that'd be amazing if we had that for this motion walking scene. And so I brought her into the studio and we recorded her. And it's just, I don't know, it's an incredible song. I'm really happy to have her perform for the episode.
Yeah, awesome. Very interesting. Any chance we could talk to Jeremy?
What, am I boring? Well, you want to talk to Jeremy? What?
Yeah.
It depends if Jerry wants to talk to you guys. That's what it's all about here.
Well, Kyle,
I'm not going to see
him. I got a really good question for him.
The owner better than
okay, there's one more thing I just wanted to talk about before I hand off the microphone to Jeremy, and that's, it was one of the most fun parts of episode 8 was getting the voodoo guys to dance around to that video. They were good sports, you know. They were building, you know, they're working. I come in one day and I'm like, hey, can you guys do the robot? You know, who knows? And the one guy in the middle there at the end, the guy with blonde hair, he was the awesomest robot. So I had him in the middle. He's just doing the robot. I thought it was so awesome. But yeah, it was really fun and challenging. Be like, hey guys, you're gonna dance around, but some of them had seen the show, so they were fans already, and they're like, awesome, yeah, I totally want to win that, but yeah, it was a good time.
I have a question. Yeah, the episode seemed to have more plot. Like the first three were just kind of joking around, kind of slapstick. Are you ever gonna go back to that, or are you gonna have more plot in each episode?
You can take a noob to like water, but you can't like make a noob drink.
Well, to answer your... Well, I can't answer that question. I can neither confirm nor deny whether or not we will make stylistic changes or go back to earlier styles, whatever. You just have to watch. And I'm doing you... You know, if you're a hardcore fan, you know, you'll probably enjoy it not knowing.
Well, if we are...
Buck Styles.
When are you going to make a Dave shirt?
Oh, we got a Dave shirt coming up, and it's the greatest shirt ever. I'm going to be wearing it every day. And what's really going to be funny is, you know, I hope Dave wears it a lot because,
What up, D-Mac?
Who is that? Anyway, the Dave shirt has a picture of Dave on it, so it's like Dave's face and stuff, but, you know, it'd be really funny to have this guy wearing a shirt with his own face on it walking down the street. I just think that's really funny. So, yeah, we're going to get the Dave shirt out as soon as possible. We just had some issues with the printer, you know. It's going to be like an image and stuff. So, but it'll be so awesome. I can't wait to wear it.
I want one.
Can't wait to wear it.
So, bring on the gym.
Hey, Carl, I've got a sign about the episode. A lot of people on the forums that I read said the door looked sort of maybe ruined the episode or whatever, but I disagree with that, because if you didn't have them funny bits in it, which other people may think is stupid, I mean, if you look at the episode without that, it's going to be a pretty boring episode, so I think you did a great job with putting them bits in, or it would have been a serious episode with no funny bits in. So yeah, I think I totally agree with you doing that bit.
Well, that was sort of a comic relief thing, and you know, we were very fortunate that the voodoo guys were interested in letting us shoot there and all that, you know, and they lent us those amazing computers. You know, those computers were absolutely incredible. They were like, you know, dual SLI, anyway, it had two of the best video cards available in it, and you know, how many gigs of RAM were in those computers? It was 4 gigs of RAM, but one of 8 in the black one, I think. But it was just incredible, like just, I don't know, the best computer possible with technology today. And everyone looking at the LAN, you know, everyone was just staring at these computers. And the 32-inch monitor or something? It was just insane. Like, just amazing to play Counter-Strike on that. Absolutely amazing.
Wow. Pretty cool. Now I got a question. Big one. Where the fuck is Doug?
This is a question for FPS Drix. Ah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know. He was supposed to be here, and then, I don't know, he should arrive any minute now, but Doug's, you know, on his way, and so is Dave. Those bastards, they come to the fan chat.
What about Jeremy?
Doug.
Hey, I just have one thing to say about the building computer, that you got that 80s thing perfect. I mean, my brother and I joke like that all the time, and I have to tell you, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen literally in my life. That was perfect, man. Good job.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, that was really cool, too. But yeah, I got a story to tell you about, you know, the boom headshot. I was in class the other day, and my friend got an A+ on his test, and he screams, boom headshot, and got 30 minutes of detention. Now, should he blame that on you, or is that his fault?
That's hilarious. You know, it's not the first guy that has had detention as a result of Pure Onage antics. You know, we've had some emails talking about that. I think it's pretty funny. One guy got, I think he got suspended because he was wearing his Oh My Fucking God shirt, and that was supposed to be something that teachers wouldn't understand, and that, you know, you could wear this, like, swear word shirt to school and be like, Oh My Fucking God, shut the fuck up, and you wouldn't get in trouble. But I guess some people are up on the leaf speak now, you know, the teachers know about it, but yeah, who knows. But yeah, you know, it's not my fault, not at all.
It's okay, don't worry, I don't blame you. I think you guys are way too cool, and I just wanted to do a shout out real quick. Kymir, it's Rep Doug, yeah, I own the end, and the FPS end. Doug is the man, along with you all.
Hey, one thing I should mention is that, you know, I was thinking that this team could be, you know, half sort of questions and answers, and then sort of half, you know, you guys, we want to hear from you, we want to hear your stories, you know, like, that's a cool story, we want to know your experiences, you know, related to Pure Onage and whatever else. If anything interesting has happened, you should let us know. And yeah, I think that's more interesting that way.
I mean, hey, look, I'm playing after you guys, I love you.
I have a question. Carl, some of those guys in the computer guys, they went really badly lip-syncing. I don't suppose they were paid to do that.
Well, you know, surprisingly enough, they're not professional actors. But yeah, you know, basically, I told them the lyrics about a minute before I started playing the songs. I'm like, yeah, here's the lyrics, building a computer for the owner. And they, you know, they didn't even know what the, you know, them didn't even know what the owner was. They're like, what, building a what? Like, how does it go? What? For the you know, they had heard the song once through, and it's like, you know, so that's why they're bad. I think it's kind of funny. I think it's just, you know, these guys are, you know, they're techs, you know, and they're actors, but it's, I don't know, I think it's hilarious. I like the, you know, how it's rough around the edges. I think it's pretty funny.
Was the guy humping the computer, was he a fan of the show, or did he just say, like, hey, hump this computer for us?
He had seen the show, and he's actually the head tech at Voodoo. And, you know, so he, yeah, he kind of reluctantly did it a few times first, but then he really kind of got into it, because he had seen the humping. He'd seen Jeremy hump before, but yeah, I think the take that we used, he was pretty into it, you know. He was humping that huge monitor pretty nicely.
Kyle, are you guys going to have another IRL meet anytime soon?
Well, we have nothing planned, and we might not do that for the next little bit. You know, I'm kind of worried about pictures of me leaking on the internet, you know. I don't want anyone to know what I look like and stuff.
Awesome. Keyboard.
Yeah. Anything
related to that?
Hey, Original Sin, how's it going?
What are you guys up to this weekend?
Oh yeah, we gotta have you and Dave square off in Super Smash Brothers still, eh?
Yeah, this is like the best weekend that I have for it.
Hey, I have a little question. Do you guys ever play much Battlefield? Because I know it's a really new game, and you know, Battlefield 2, obviously. I know it's a really new game, and you probably haven't had time to play it, you know, since then, some of the earlier episodes. But since it's sort of becoming one of the more well-known FPSs on the internet, is that something like Doug? Is that something I expect Doug to be into it quite a lot? You know, his sort of thing. But is that the sort of thing you play? I mean, or is it just generally the Counter-Strike stuff?
Well, you know. That game, Battlefield 2, is sort of, you know, it's a game that I think would be so much fun, and I've sort of dreamt of that. You know, 10 years ago, I was dreaming to recreate, you know, battles and have all kinds of units, including planes, and, you know, that gaming genre is really cool. I'm, you know, I'd really like to try it out, but it's Electronic Arts, and whenever I really get into a game, I take it pretty seriously, and you know, so does Jeremy, especially, you know. And then it's just disappointing when you have a ladder that doesn't work, and then you've got, you know, problems with the game, and, you know, there's lack of support, but maybe, you know, I've seen some threads on a forum talking about EA changing their ways and things like that, but, you know, really, it's, I don't have confidence in that company's ability to support their games. I just think it would be end up more of a disappointment. So I haven't bought the game, actually. I haven't bought it, but, you know, maybe I'll try it eventually, but, yeah.
Yeah, EA can suck my balls. Anyway, Kyle, I love you, I love Jeremy, I love everybody in PP. I have a question to all of you guys. What's your take on consoles? Obviously, Jeremy and Doug really like their GameCube, but what do they think about PS2, Xbox, next-gen, like Revolution, 360, PS3?
Okay, Kyle's, like, gone to the bathroom for a sec, so I just want to say hi to all you noobs.
Jeremy!
I love you, Jeremy.
I got a question.
Actually, I'm gonna answer that question first, if that's cool, about console games. Is that, you know, I love console games, and I have since I was, like, a little kid. And, you know, if it wasn't for console games, you know, I don't know if I ever would have gotten into gaming, because, you know, back when I was a little kid, there really wasn't, computers, and there really, you know, there wasn't internet yet. You know, so consoles, you know, they really brought gaming to the public, and they brought it to the public with great controls. You know, I think Nintendo back in the day with the NES, like, really sort of revolutionized the idea of, you know, people, like, playing games at home and stuff. And so, yeah, you know, the PS2 and the Xbox, I think it's pretty cool. I think we're kind of in a transitional phase right now, because, you know, for a long time there was just console. Now, you know, PC kind of exploded because of the internet, and you just can't touch online gaming, right? Which is a lot of what the show is about, just how cool it is that, you know, you can own noobs, like, all time, all day. And, but, you know, I think the next gen of consoles are really, really exciting for the first time in, like, a long time, because they're all online again. And you know what? Like, beside a couple of genres, like maybe RTS and FPS, which, you know, work well on a computer, every other kind of game plays much better on a console. Like, I'll take a GameCube controller over a keyboard that was designed for typing, not gaming, pretty much any day of the week. And, you know, and so, like, you know, I think they're great. I think the next gen, you know, like, you know, graphically they've caught up to PCs, and, you know, when they're thinking, they're such forward thing, Nintendo especially, well, I'd like to just talk to Revolution for a second. I'm extremely excited about the Revolution. I'm sure most people here, I hope, have checked out, you know, info on the Revolution since they released, you know, the controller picture, and I think that's really cool, and I think they're trying to do, you know, what Nintendo did a long time ago and really bring gaming to a bunch of people that maybe aren't into it now. You know, it's like a whole new way to own noobs. I don't know. I've been thinking nonstop about that controller since I heard about it, and I think it's really exciting. And, you know, I think if people aren't really excited to play that new gen and try a new form of gaming, then deep down inside, you're not really much of a gamer.
Thanks for answering it.
No. Hey, Joe, you're sort of a big GLA player when it comes to generals. Which are a favorite? Because, you know, I favor Demo General. I think it's a bit more fun because you've got Demo John, and he's a little bit more interesting than Standard Charm. And I think, were you into stuff or what? Because I think Toxin General is a bit of a waste of time, to be honest, unless you're fighting against China Rim.
Yeah, you know, when ZR first came out, I was totally into stealth, and I played stealth tons, and I played more than probably any other GLA for quite some time, up until certain points in Clan Wars, it didn't really become feasible to use them, and, you know, especially there was a time when they really were a little underpowered compared to Toxin, but yet you take heat for using, like, people acted just overpowered, but even though they really didn't know how hard they were to play. So now, to be honest, I've fallen back, and I just play vanilla GLA, and, you know, if anyone loses to me, then they're just embarrassed, and, you know, there's no excuses, because if I play Tox and all these nuke noobs, they just give me all these excuses, you know, if I use stealth, they give me excuses, you know, I use demo, they give me excuses, I use vanilla, and they just cry like the little bitches they are, you know.
I have a question. So, are you done with World of Warcraft? Like, no more MMOs for you?
I don't think I would let you know.
Well, you know, like, I can say right now, like, I don't intend to play WoW myself again until, you know, maybe on an expansion or something, but it's been recommended to me by, you know, lots of people that it's not really the style of game for me, and I know it didn't really work well with my personality type, to be honest. Like, I really did play, like, way too much, and it really was kind of unhealthy. And I think I'm going to try to stick to, you know, RTS and maybe a little bit FPS from now on. But, you know, we got Anastasia around, and we're hanging out, like, a fair bit, and, you know, she's going to be in the show, and so it's just sort of, you know, represent that genre, like, in the future, you know, and we'll have a lot of stuff in the show, but, you know, it's just probably not going to be me playing it because it's just not the game for me, I think.
On the subject of MMOs, have you ever heard of or played EVE Online at all?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Have you ever heard of or played EVE Online at all on the subject of MMOs?
No, I haven't.
I got a question.
I just want to say quickly first, I'm sorry if I sound like a little non-energetic and I'm a little plugged up. Me and Kyle both had some bad colds this week, so I kind of shocked with the release, and so I'm a little bit sick and I'm a little low energy because I was on some medicine, and so sorry for being a little bit slow today, guys.
Kyle, question. Now, Kyle, I was just going to ask, you know you're like your RTSs. Have you ever played an RTS called Toast Annihilation, which is about 8 years ago? That's a great game, man. Detonation is a great RTS about 8 years ago.
The only reason I started playing Generals is because all my friends told me that TA was crap and they got bored of it and they said it was too old, but I still love TA.
Yeah, I've been playing it actually. It's one of the best RTSs, I think, of its time. It still beats one now, hands down, I think. And it rivals StarCraft and all. The problem is they lost their players in the end, didn't they? Because Boneyard went down.
You know, it's funny, like, I have played it, like, a little bit, and it was a long time ago, and, you know, I don't know much about it, but I didn't play it very long, and I didn't really give it a fair enough chance back in the day, because it came out at a sort of period in my life where, you know, I was not into the RTSs for that moment, and so, you know, I didn't, but it's funny, because since we make the show, you know, and people have talked about Toll Nation, it kind of has, like, a cult following to its fan base, which is usually, like, a real good sign to a game. And so I've been thinking of going back and checking it out. And I know the developer, you know, the lead designer, he has a real name for himself now as a result of that game. I know he's come out with a game called Supreme Commander. I think that's him. So, you know, I was considering going back even now and checking out a bit. But, you know, I thought these days I'm getting so bombarded. There's so many games I'm trying to play. It's so crazy.
So, good thing about Titanfall was the units. It's got over 1,000 units, I think, just to start off with that you can build. And then you got the expansion packs and all. But you know.
No other question. Right, this is literally to the whole crew, and I apologise for the standard of my microphone. It's kind of crap. Just wondering, what's your favourite episode out of all of them? Plus, can someone send me a Bloom Headshot t-shirt for free? Yeah.
Okay, you asking me what my favourite episode is? Well, to be honest, I guess, I know it's tough for me to watch the episode sometimes. I know it's kind of weird. It's different for me, I guess, because, you know, I was, like, there, and then after I see it again, and it always seems different because Kyle always works his magic, you know. But, you know, it's kind of funny because, to me, my favorite's kind of episode 2 still. And, I don't know, we had such a good time making it, you know. We really, you know, didn't have much to go with. We just kind of, me and Kyle just went out, and we grabbed a whole bunch of beer, and we just kind of bar hopped a bit, and it was such a great time. That I think for now, and probably for a while, that's just kind of my favorite episode.
What are the chances of maybe a fan contest to get some people in some new episodes?
Well, you want a fan contest in a new episode?
To, like, win to get in a new episode. It's like...
Well, how many of you guys are in Toronto?
Close.
I don't know about these guys. I'd fly there.
Yeah, I'm really like close. Just around the corner.
If you're in Toronto, you know, you might want to send me an email with a picture of yourself. You know, we could always use some people in the episodes. Just send me an email.
Hey, I've got a question for Jeremy and all that.
All right.
What are your thoughts on the Final Fantasy movie?
Hello.
It was pretty.
Owned.
It was just pretty, and that's it.
Yeah, well, you know, video game movies generally I find really suck, and like, I honestly don't know why they can't do something good with a video game concept. I honestly don't know.
Awful question.
Can I talk to Jeremy for a second?
Yes, you can talk to Jeremy, he's listening.
Okay, I wasn't in the last voice chat. I asked the question about Street Fighter, and I got very happy because you were playing in this new episode. And I just like to thanks for playing it. You play very good.
Well, thanks, man. That's awesome to hear. I've actually, I've been itching to get some Street Fighter in the show for a while because, you know, like Waylon and Go, that was the the game that kind of got me into fighters, and we don't really give fighters a lot of time in the show yet, anyways, but they've always been a big favorite of mine. We play a lot of fighters around here, me and Dave especially. Dave's a big Street Fighter fan, and, you know, Smash Brothers, and it's funny, we play them all day, and then we go and make a show about games. Well, I mean, like, a lot of you guys around here don't play, you know, like the RTSs, which is mostly me, but in terms of the other crew, you know, fighters might be the most played games here.
Yeah.
I think Pong wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, I was just wondering, how does practicing your micro on a phone keypad thing help?
Well, it helps in life, like, practicing your micro helps, you know, it just helps bridge that gap between your brain and what comes out of it, you know, just helps you get familiar with outputting through your fingers what's in your head as quickly as possible. You should see my text messaging skills, they're like sick. I think I'll probably put some in like episode 9 or 10, I'll show off like just how fast I could type out a whole novel on my phone.
So how many words a minute do you think you can type on your phone?
Oh, like I'd say about 213.
Alright, I got a question.
Not bad effort
for Jeremy.
In the last episode, you mentioned a lot of the forum members saying you asked them to join your gamer army, and I think there was a blooper in the episode because somehow Kyle edited out my name. Can you tell me what that's about?
Is this Wyman? Who is this?
This is Bane the Bastard.
The pole
guy. Bane the Bastard. Well, pole guy. Basically, you know, it was kind of tough for us in the end. To be honest, a lot of those names, they kind of just came out on the fly. We were really, really stressed at some points. So a lot of long nights going to making a lot of stuff. And at 5 in the morning, your brain isn't working too good. And when names come out, just kind of came out. But, you know, since then, we realized, especially the reaction that we realized, you know, we're going to take a lot more care in terms of, you know, what we say. You know, it kind of sucks because, you know, we want to give all these props to all these people that we like, which are a lot more than what was named, right? There's a lot of forum people that the whole crew knows their name because most of us check the forums and we know who the regulars are. We know the people who've been around for a long time. And a lot of them, you know, they might feel left out because their names are in it. But, you know, basically, you know, only so many names can fit in one episode. But, you know, if you're a cool forum member and you're not an ass and you've been around a long time, then, you know, your name's going to pop up here or there because we always need names in our little Pyrrhonage universe, you know, to represent something. So we're always just going to borrow them from our fans because I think it's like, you know, just a cool way to kind of pay back all the coolness you guys always give us.
Jeremy, Benny has a question. I'm not sure the relevance of it, but he'd like to name if you like the name Steve.
What was that, Steve?
Do you like the name Steve?
Is that like short for Steven?
I would believe so. I don't know.
Well, on 10, I'd give that name about a 7. I think it's pretty cool sounding, maybe not the most original, but all around it's not such a bad name.
I got a question from Kyle. For Jeremy, my bad. Like, there's a little story too, but,
All right, go on.
All right, I heard you say in the last interview thingy, I think, that, you found that you were very, very good at getting younger, like, better than your friends, and I had the same kind of experience, but then I started, like, cheating and hacking at games and stuff, because I figured it'd make me even better, but just recently, I've decided to stop doing that and see if I could just, like, phone. And I'd like some tips.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's tough for me to comment. You know, it's tough. I never myself personally went through that. It's kind of tough being as competitive, like, you know, as I've always been. Cheaters have always been kind of that thorn in my side because sometimes, you know, late night I'm playing CS or something and, you know, all of a sudden this guy pops up and he's one-shotting everyone like a few rounds in a row and you just... You know, I always found myself asking myself, like, why is he doing it? What's the point, you know? Because the only high for me is when I pull off crazy shit that I know is crazy shit that most people can't do, you know? It's tough to spin around and get headshots repeatedly and whatever. And so it's kind of tough for me to relate, but definitely support, you know, you're quitting that. And I have to say, just I think the best thing for me is that often, you know, I'll take out a cheater, and especially in RTS, you know, you got a map hacker, which becomes pretty obvious when you watch the replay sometime, like, oh, look at him, like, preemptively, you know, defend all my attacks. But when you still win, then it makes you feel even 10 times better, because you know there's a guy on the other end using every skill he's got, using hacks and cheats and everything he's got, and just you and your fingers alone just completely school him. And I think those are probably some of my best highs in gaming when I'm taking out cheaters. So basically, I try to focus on that and try to focus on, you know, the high being just how good you get, and you know, without any extra help.
Well, what stopped me from cheating was recently I got into World of Warcraft and I started speed hacking, not really giving me an advantage over anybody, but it got me banned, and that wasn't too fun because I was pretty addicted to that game. But I was wondering also, would you suggest Guild Wars to World of Warcraft, since I can't really play that?
Yeah, actually I would, because the people at NCSoft are actually fans of the show. They're really cool. They sent us a couple of emails, and they actually sent us a copy of the game, and it was signed and stuff. It was really cool of them. So I checked it out. Like, I wasn't going to ever check out an MMO again after a while, but you know, I did play it. I played it a bit, and I know that the few people on the crew also played it, and it's pretty fun. I definitely love how you can log in for just a few minutes and have a good PvP experience, and I love how it's just PvP-oriented, you know. You know, you can start with a max character, you can do lots of cool stuff, and it's not so much about boring role-playing or playing, you know, 20 hours a day to get ahead. It's sort of about team coordination, which I think, you know, is the one thing MMOs can offer that a lot of genres can't, is, you know, there are no 20-on-20s in RTS, which is unfortunate, but just won't be the case for a long time. And so I think it's a pretty cool experience. I think it's really cool. It's doing really well. And so, you know, if you haven't tried it, I definitely think you probably should.
Awesome. Thanks for the advice.
Hey, I'm a gamer and Jeremy's coming.
Jeremy's here. You're talking to Jeremy right now.
Yeah, this is Bulletproof, the youngest fan of Pierone. He's 9 years old.
Nice. Hello.
Hey, what that means you say hi back.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, Bulletproof, do you have a question for Jeremy here? You want to talk to Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm kind of.
All right, go, Bulletproof.
Wait a second. I need to reply to Bane the Bastard.
All right, then.
Oh, Bane is apparently Bane's, like, more important than I am. Oh, no, I understand. That's cool. I mean, who am I, really?
Okay, I'm done now.
He has time for you.
Okay, you know, is there anything else you need to get done? Because, you know, we'll just wait for you, you know. Is there anything else you need to do? Because, you know, we'll be here.
I might as well go do my laundry if he's going to stay this long.
Hey, can I interrupt here? There's a guy here called Paz, and it's his birthday, and he probably wants to say something to you guys.
Okay, we'll get back to... Oh, did Bulletproof just disappear there? You know, I still want to hear his what he's got to say.
Yeah.
No, wait. What?
Oh, come on.
Okay, moving on to Paz. Okay, Paz, we'll get back to you, Bulletproof, when you're ready. Paz, what have you got to say?
Yeah, because it's my birthday today, or in like 2 hours or something, I was wondering if you would sing me a birthday song.
How old are you turning, Paz?
Well, I'm 17.
So this is going to be 18 for you?
No, actually 17, so...
What country are you living in?
I'm actually in Iceland.
Iceland! Nice! You know, Iceland is... I'm like Iceland. I think it's pretty cool. I think a lot of people turn off because the name's like kind of cold, like Iceland and stuff. But I actually read a lot about Iceland. I think it's pretty cool. Some of my family is actually, they grew up in a small town here in Canada. It's called Gimli in Manitoba. And it's a very small Icelandic town. I think it's the largest Icelandic settlement outside of Iceland, which is pretty cool. So I kind of grew up like around a lot of Icelandic stuff, and the people are just so friendly. It was so cool. I really like it. But happy 17th, and we'll see if we can bring up a song here.
Yeah, we are pretty cool.
Can I ask another question?
I think you're about to sing for Paz.
I don't know if anyone here feels like singing. Maybe FPS Doug feels like singing happy birthday. Let's see here.
Come on, Doug.
Dave, do you feel like singing, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave. Dave, you can sing this guy happy birthday. He's in Iceland, and he's 17. His name is Paz. Dave's going to sing, okay? Hang on, we'll do this real quick here.
Hey, Paz, this is for you, eh? From Tawai. All
right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paz. That's enough. Anyways, happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God, thank you.
I'm so jealous.
You just ruined his birthday.
That was beautiful.
Paz, quick question. Is the male-to-female ratio 1 to 5 in Iceland?
No, I don't think so. I really haven't heard that fact, so...
Oh, that's a shame.
How's the weather in Iceland?
Yeah, the weather is fine, thank you.
Is it as cold as I think it is?
Nah, not really. Though we do get attacked by polar bears all the time.
Hey, Jeremy, let's go.
Yeah, Jeremy's here, but I've got the mic right now. You got a question for Jeremy from somebody?
I do, from I Am 8 Up Here to Listen. Wants to know what's FPS Doug and Jeremy's opinion on racing and simulation games.
Okay, Doug says he doesn't have opinions much. So I think that's just kind of Doug. He's kind of the reactor, you know. He's kind of like, show me ahead and I'll shoot it, but don't ask me questions kind of guy. But I'll answer the question. The simulation games is kind of a tough call. Sometimes, you know, simulating reality can be kind of fun, but, you know, typically I prefer the real thing. You know, if it's like flight simulators from Microsoft, I got to be honest, I think that's, you should really just go fly a real plane like Suleiman and, you know, probably be more fun. And, so what's the other game? It's simulations and, oh yeah, racing. Actually, I love racing games. F-Zero back in the Super Nintendo days really got me. I used to spend just hours and hours and hours and hours and hours time trialing by myself, just kind of competing with myself. It kind of played to that that sort of, you know, achiever kind of perfectionist attitude that's in my brain that makes me own so much at games. And, you know, I had a great time, and I can't say that I play much modern racers. You know, I haven't played Project Gotham through any, I haven't played the latest Gran Turismos or anything, so I guess I don't play much anymore, but they still got like a, you know, there's a sweet spot in my heart for racers because of F-Zero.
Hey, I'm Kyle. Did Jeremy rally the latest
level 60? Yeah, actually, yeah, well, the first answer is yeah, I did. I had a 60 undead priest first, and I deleted it so I could play with Anastasia. But it was okay. He had like 3 pieces of Devout. He was a total noob at the time. I mean, it was like not that big. It took me like 2 days to get. Well, that one took me about 4 or 5 days. When I did it again, because I knew what to do, it took like a couple of shows. I mean, when you play, you know, 23 and a half hours a day, it wasn't really that bad. And, you know, since that point, I had done so much that really, you know, looking back, you know, it was a good decision.
Hey, Jeremy, Sapphire wants to... Blah, 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 blah.
Jeremy, I was wondering if I could ask you a question, if that's not too much to ask.
No, that's why I'm here.
Okay, cool. First, I'd just like to say, you know, I'm from Australia, and I've got a, you know, we've got a huge pure ponage down here. You know, we're huge fans of you and the entire show. You know, we love Doug, we love Dave, you know, we love you, we love everyone. But I've got so many questions to ask, but I'll just quickly ask, in your latest episode of Lanageddon, obviously you turned up and there's like heaps of, you guys are like world-renowned around the world on the internet. I was just wondering how everyone reacted to you, because I saw at the end of the episode, yeah, people, you had a bit of interaction there at the very end of the episode, like an extra. And I was just wondering, you know, when you guys first walked in there and, you know, started planning and setting everything up, how did the people react to you? Like, did you get a huge kind of fan fame? Did people hoard around you, or didn't they recognize you, or yeah, just like, how did they react to you when you rocked up at Lanageddon?
All right. Well, to be honest, we filmed Lanageddon back in the beginning of March. Actually, it was a long time ago that Lanageddon actually happened, and we went with me, Doug, and Kyle, and went there and we filmed it all. And what happened, and you know, since then we've released a couple episodes, and things are different. When we were there filming, we were actually only up to about episode 5, and so, well, you know, compared to say like the audience we got now, you know, there was about maybe 1/6, you know, 1/8 of the people in total. So, you know, I kind of went there, and in my head, because I've always owned so much and the show was getting kind of big and stuff, and so I went there and I was like, hey, you know, I'm the owner. And, you know, there was like about 20 people that thought that was real cool. And then there was about 280 that were like, I don't think that's so cool. And so, you know, it wasn't as big as you might expect because of when the episode came out versus when we actually filmed that stuff. And so, you know, if we went to a land now, it would be a very different story, and it's kind of something we probably couldn't even do that sort of thing anymore. But fortunately, we kind of got all that in before any of this really exploded.
Hey,
hang on one second. I just like to add something to that response. I'd like to say that, you know, Canadians are notoriously polite when it comes to aspects of celebrity. And, you know, it's like there were people that, you know, they knew the show, but they, you know, didn't want to talk to us, or like, you know, and they just, you know, some guys were taking pictures of me from far away and stuff, and then, but, you know, and I'm glad they didn't post them on the internet, but, you know, everybody was very, very polite, and they helped us out with the show, and it was just a great experience going to Atlanta again. We didn't have any problems at all, and nobody was trying to mess up our show or anything like that. You know, so it was really smooth, and obviously the Lanigan guys really helped out with that too.
Jeremy,
that's fantastic to hear that. But yeah, like I just think when you say that now, how people didn't get in the way of your recording, you know, get in the way of the show. I think that's really cool, and I really respect that. You know, because like I said, you guys are famous now, and you know, like even if, like many other people, you know, all the people in this channel, for example, if they saw you guys walking down the street, you know, I'm sure every single one here would have the urge to run up to you guys and ask to, like, for your autograph or ask for you just to hang out with you guys. You know, I'd be the same. But yeah, I completely respect your kind of like opinions and what have you, and saying how, you know, great respect for each other, and you know, not to like just to rush up to you guys and go, oh my god, like lol, you guys are like the best and all the rest of it. But no, thanks for spending the time just for answering that small little question. No, it's it means the world to me, guys. Hey, you know, you guys are great, and you know, I respect you guys, and it's just, yeah, thanks for spending the time and just answering a simple question. Cheers.
Well, thank you very much. Like, I just want you to know how cool it is, you know, from our perspectives over here, that all this kind of happens. And, you know, like, I'm not Brad Pitt, and Kyle isn't Martin Scorsese. You know, we're not really used to this. None of us, you know, we didn't see this happening. I'm a gamer, you know. I've been a gamer my whole life. I don't know where this fame thing kind of came from, but, you know, now we're getting recognized all the time on the street, and it's pretty different. Me differently now, and even some of my friends, they've been friends for a long time, I haven't talked in a long time, are giving me calls, and they seem to kind of be treating me different, and it's kind of weird, and I don't know, and I kind of sometimes just prefer now, you know, these fan chats are great things. I think it's really cool that these people, you know, really love what we're doing, and I really appreciate it. You know, I imagine maybe other people don't, maybe Brad Pitt doesn't like it so much, but, you know, to be honest, I love it. I think it's great, and every time I hear someone tell me they love the show or it's brought them so much, you know, fun, it makes me so happy, and doing stuff like this makes me so happy, because, you know, when I see all these people coming out just to get a chance to talk to us, you know, it's the best thing possible.
Okay, Jeremy, I have a very important question for you. Please answer it. I'm coming at your base with two Rock Vs and an Ambo. You've got a Jarmin, two Scorps, and a Quad. What do you do?
You go to our forums and you download the last chat.
Own.
I have a question. It feels great to be owned by Jeremy. Thank you, and I'll stop bothering you now.
That's cool. Hey, I'd just like to open the floor for any stories. You know, we've been doing a lot of talking, but we'd like to hear from the fans. If anybody have anything to say, maybe you can you can message Kashmir or something. You know, if anybody's got any stories they want to tell about anything related to a show or Pierange or gaming in general, for that matter.
I've got a bit of a story. It's not great. So I went to a LAN not long ago in the Netherlands called Drome, about 2,000 people, and well, there was a lot of shouting of boom headshot going on, but I think I was probably the loudest after a round of CSS headshotting a guy with an M249. Jumped out my seat, started screaming boom headshot, humping my monitor, and you know, hundreds of people looking at me. Sat down, missed the chair, my ass hit the floor, and well, I was just a big noob again.
That's great, I love hearing stuff like that.
Hey, I got a question for the show, and yeah, I'm in grade 9, and I'm wondering if you guys ever had any problems dividing in between school and gaming and stuff, and just, I'm having some problems, just, I want to game, and I got to do my homework. I was wondering what you guys suggest, and if you had anything like that.
Yeah, believe me, like, you know, when I was going, especially through high school, and you know, first years of university and stuff, like, it was, real tough. It's always been tough. I think since I was a little kid, it was really tough to kind of balance them. And unfortunately for me, maybe in the end, gaming kind of won because I'm not in school anymore. And I'm kind of just gaming all the time, and I definitely kind of put school in the back, but I definitely like to say now that I have the opportunity, but that's not really a good thing to do, and school is very short, and your life is pretty long, and I think it's definitely best to just suck it up and get the school done as good as you can and get over with, and then you got your whole life to play games and chill.
Okay, thanks.
I have a question.
Is there any possibility that there could be pure Own Age mouse pads anytime soon?
We've thought about it, maybe someday we'll have a pair of mouse pad, but we got to find a mouse pad that truly owns, I thought about adding a mouse pad to the noob store, but I don't want to add a noob pad, it's got to be the best pad possible, it has to be, approved by, and used by me and Jeremy and everyone else at PS Doug, because, we wear our shirts all the time. Actually, I'm wearing a t-shirt of Pure Owners right now, but, But yeah, it's, we're thinking of mouse pads.
Okay, I have a question. Why so long between each episode? In the start, there were only like 1 month or so, but now it's 2 and 3 months.
Well, the first few episodes, we managed to get up pretty quickly because, it was pretty much just pointing the camera and throwing it together. But now, we've sort of upped the intensity, and there's a lot more cuts, and there's a lot more music and things like that. And it's kind of tough that to top each episode, we got to keep making it supposedly better and better than the last, and increasing the complexity and sort of making everything better, and it's a real challenge because I don't want to jump the shark, as they say, the episode of Happy Days that made the turn, but we want to keep topping the last episode. We really want to make things better, and one thing that's really made that possible is you guys, the fans, buying t-shirts. And let me just say that you might be in for a surprise for episode 9 in terms of camera quality.
I see, thank you. But another question, why don't you, or how far have you filmed? If you filmed this episode in March, I'm wondering how you, come to episode 12 or something?
We got a lot of filming to do.
Yeah, Dan here is too shy to interrupt everything, so I'll just give it the word to him right now instead.
Oh, hey, I was wondering, in episode 6, Jeremy was playing World of Warcraft, and he thought it would be better if he played with his balls, as he said, and Dave was in the corner laughing, and it was Dave's keyboard, so I was wondering what's up with that. Would you be laughing if someone, did that to your keyboard?
Well, I'm answering that question myself. I was laughing really hard because I was wondering how late the hardware store would open, because I would definitely run out and get a new computer. That keyboard is in the trash now,
Okay, we're going to have one more question here, and then we're going to take a break, maybe a 5-10 minute break, and then we'll come back for more questions. Last question or last comment, it doesn't have to be a question necessarily.
Could I say something?
Go ahead.
It isn't really a question, but could you do any shout-out sort of things?
Well, what kind of shout? I don't understand. Who do we have to shout out to? What do you mean?
Could Jeremy say something to a friend because he couldn't get TeamSpeak? He's not allowed to download it. Could he say something George is a total noob. Robin George, total noobs.
Who the hell is Robin George?
I'm Robin Mace George.
So your question is basically can you do a shout out to Robin George, who we don't even know?
Yeah.
Hey, Robin George, here's Jeremy. Ready, Robin George? Here he is, Robin George.
Oh my God, you suck!
cheers. Thanks.
I have a question.
Hey, Verrector, how's it going?
Very good, very good.
Okay, we'll do this last Verrector question, then we'll have a little bit of a break, 10 minutes. Okay, so let's go.
I was just wondering, how the hell did you come up with a public thrust in the ear? Yeah, it's kind of weird,
we didn't really, it's not something we really came up with, but we kind of filmed it, because, you guys, just play Smash Brothers like you normally do, and I'm sitting here in the film, And what came out kind of came out. And sometimes when you really own someone, you just got to grab the nearest thing to hump, and it just happened, you know, to be his head.
I see. Interesting. Thanks.
Alrighty, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Thanks for all your questions, guys.
You guys are jack new off, like, FPS Douglas videos and stuff, because you guys are like horrors over it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'd be surprised if you did.
Yeah, hear me. Hey, Tony, you're a little douchebag.
Tony is not
wow.
And he's Canadian.
Hello.
Do we know how many people are in here?
Hello!
It's crazy.
Okay, we're trying to sort this out, don't worry. We can barely get his IP, so... We're coming in here in a sec, so hold on.
Hey everyone, yeah. We're back!
Oh, wait, voice.
Alright, before we begin, Dave has something to say. Here is Dave.
This is for his dimensions. I think flying sucks, but I think we're gonna own it.
Thanks. We should take you up in a plane someday.
Hey, I got a three-pointer story if you want me to tell it, I'll say it.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to lead off with some stories or some fans talking about some stuff, some experience they've had or whatever, and you kind of owning or appearing on stories or whatever. So yeah, let's hear it.
Alright, well, I want to say that I freaking love the show and totally dig that you guys did it. I found out about it when I was on my plan website without... shout out to my bitch phoning you. He does my voice right now, but hopefully he will. I thought originally the show would be like Nuke School, like you guys killing everybody for fun or shit like that. But then I downloaded it and I was like, this stuff's the pure advantage. I stayed up all night watching every episode. I forced my bro, who is a total noob and doesn't like PC games, to watch it with me too.
Nice, that's great to hear. You know, going through episode 1-7 or whatever you did, I don't know, straight, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, they were just so freaking great, I couldn't stop watching. I mean, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, I was laughing my ass off, like, Jesus Christ. Can I tell a story that my friend wants me to give him too? It's a short one too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, wait, could you just give him a voice so he can tell yourself? It's the EDS Oniu, he's down there.
EDS Oniu, as I mentioned, are you able to give him a voice?
Sure. Alright, thanks, man. You guys are the best here.
Oops. Thank you.
I think we... Okay, Dino, go ahead.
Ooh. So, when's Doug getting on?
Sorry, what's that?
When's Doug getting on?
When is Doug getting on? Let me see if I can get Doug to say something.
Yeah. Yes. I got number one fan for him here.
Oh my god, I got voice. You guys look, I got voice. You guys look.
What the hell?
And what an interesting voice it is.
A bit robotic, don't you think?
Take his voice.
What? No, do you know what
he's doing, by the way?
Wait. I got a question.
Okay, Jeremy, hang on here.
Maybe he's been genetically altered.
Jeremy and Doug, like, I got a question. My daddy's gonna ask it when we get along.
Okay, I'm sorry, but Doug is not available right now. So we'll have to get back to that later. But who's this pitch shifting noob? What the hell is he doing with his voice?
I'm a pony.
What? No, I just want to know, Jeremy, are you a virgin? Have you ever gotten laid? I mean, you own your computer and hump it, but have you?
That's
whoa,
the end of that.
That's it of him. The thing is, what we want you guys to do is give some feedback on the episodes, what you think, and maybe, I don't know, discuss, and maybe Kyle can jump in with the discussion.
Did you get to talk yet, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd like to talk about FPS Doug episode. What is that, number 5?
Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's like my favorite, dude. You know how I was like, boom, headshot and stuff? Yeah. I use that all the time when I'm on noobs. You know, Uber Micro, yeah. And then he's like, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking. It's my favorite. I'd love to hear Doug do that again, if Doug ever gets on.
Oh no, okay, goes back.
Yeah, Doug's pretty crazy when it comes to the CS, but
Yeah, you know, I try not to be there when he gets really into it.
You guys should ban that gecko guy.
Hey, Carl. Carl, during episode 8, you know the part where the guy's telling Doug that his computer's royally fucked? I noticed there's a guy behind him holding up a light. Did you notice that or anything?
This is where Carl's going, oh fuck, I have to edit that out. Shit!
No. Oh, sorry. I was just having another conversation. Could you please repeat that? Was it a question?
Okay. In episode 8, the part where the guy's telling Doug that his computer's royally fucked, when they're speaking, there's a guy behind them holding up a light. I was wondering if you noticed that.
That's funny. There's a guy holding a light, because he just felt like holding a light there, you know, and he's holding a light, and you know what, I can't even remember who that was. I think it might have been Tacky. I got on the forums, but Tacky is holding a light for us for a little bit, but you know what, it's, you know, I noticed it when I was editing, I thought it might be kind of cool, you know, just leave it in there, because, it's a show, and, not everything in it's real and all that, but I might take it out for the DVD version. I might just zoom in a bit and then use that same take, that's a Kiltraka, by the way, the guy that runs AGSN, who also runs Lanageddon. Who comes up to us and says, "Yeah, your computer's fucked," and I think he did a great job. He's a good actor, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering also if you guys are coming to Owen in the UK anytime soon.
Well, shit, we gotta fly out there. What's with that? I don't know. we've always wanted to go, but we gotta fly out there. If the show gets big enough and we get enough money from t-shirts and whatever, we'll film Pure Orange all around the world. We love to travel, and we'd like to do Pure Orange UK, Pure Orange Netherlands, Pure Orange wherever, Australia especially, there's a lot of fans there.
Hey, I have all these ideas for these episodes.
If Anastasia doesn't come, I'll send you right back.
By the way, I just want to say, we're going to come to the UK and we're going to stay with Dimensions. Yeah, we're going to all crash at his place. That's great, eh?
Yeah, you're quite welcome. I was wondering, if you guys come over, will you guys shoot an episode in a PA-28 at 3,000 feet?
Hilarious. Yeah, Dimensions is a pilot, by the way. So, if you want to, you want to get some aerial shots or whatever, we'll do that.
I just want to clear up something.
Uh-oh.
If I were to come down there in Toronto, we could help, possibly?
We get about 12 emails a day asking that exact same question. And obviously, it's not our full-time job to hang out with people that are like, want to hang out. And, but Dave said he wants to hang out with your sisters, but...
no can do.
But, Kyle, do you remember the two pictures I sent you? One of someone pretending to be you, and one of someone pretending to be Doug. That was actually the guy that went to hang out with you.
Oh no way! Hey, yeah, the cop shot and the FPS Doug near the dumpster shot. That's pretty funny.
I got a little bit too happy with the camera and a friend, but
where are you from? Are you in Canada?
Yes, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Ah, the Sioux. Yeah. Well, we're getting a lot of requests for, fans to come over and hang out, and, there's a lot of people that are like, hey, if you need a friend. There's a lot of people that are like, hey, Jeremy, you need a girlfriend. Hey, but, we don't really usually meet up with people or anything like that.
Well, if you need someone in an episode, someone to hold the light, possibly.
We got Dave for that, no worries.
Well, great job on the show, though.
How about someone to own?
Yeah,
what's
the tournament?
Where's Jeremy at?
He's here.
Let's hear some Pure Opponent stories here.
Well, Jeremy was just talking to Doug here, and he was just talking about how he was playing Army Ops the other day, and how he, joined the server, and everyone tries to vote kick him and call him a hacker and stuff, when he's just actually playing normal, but... Yeah, he's just having a conversation with Doug here,
But he's you know, he's listening. He's available. This is the fan chat, you know?
Yeah. I've got a sad story.
Oh, let's hear the sad story.
My dog. No one, so far from what I know, no one at my school actually watches Pure Ownage.
Well, there are news.
I know, like, you say Boom Headshot in the hallway and everyone's looking at you like, what the hell? You know, we don't even have any gamers here. It's sad.
But it's amazing to me that somebody would think that yell Boom Headshot in the hallway is a strange thing. Wow, that's incredible.
Well, you know, just practicing micro out in the hall or in the middle of, you know, geography or something like that.
People think that's weird, really?
I'm as just surprised as you.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, wow, I got a question for Kyle. What do you use to edit Pure Ownage?
I use Adobe Premiere.
Sweet.
Yeah, you know, it's the best editing software on PC, I think. But, you know, there's some issues with it. It's a little bit buggy. I had some issues in the latest episode, you know, with exporting and stuff. But yeah, it's a great piece of software, you know. It's really very powerful, very, very easy to use, very easy to get into.
Sorry, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I also had a little comment. I was walking down the mall today, just got out of the arcade playing some DDR, and I saw this guy with a iPhone Noobs shirt on. I was all like, oh my god, so I go over to him and start talking to him. He's all like, what are you talking about? I got this on the internet. That made me so mad. He didn't even know where he got his shirt from.
Yeah, you know, there's a whole spectrum of fans, you know. There's a lot of people, you know, there's, you know, like you say, there's people that you know, go to the store and they buy the shirt. Oh, it's a cool shirt, I'll buy it, you know, and then watch the show or whatever. But, you know, there's a whole spectrum of people that are fans. You know, there's the first day fans, as we think of them, you know, the guys that have to have the episode on the first day, of which there are, you know, about many. I don't know. I guess we had 200,000 downloads on the first day, and so maybe there's, you know, maybe even a quarter of a million really hardcore fans out there, which is great. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that have, you know, seen a couple episodes or kind of heard of that, but, you know, there's a whole spectrum, and it's kind of interesting. There's people that are kind of aware of the show, but maybe have not seen it, or their friends keep talking about it, maybe they haven't checked it out, you know. But yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I actually have a true story. Yesterday, in college, one of my lecturers, he teaches programming, for the first half hour of the lecture, he was actually watching the new episode, and I went over to him, I'm like, what are you doing? Because he's watching the show, and we're supposed to be, like, learning from him.
Well, there was a student in the lecture hall that was watching Pure Ownage during the lecture?
The lecturer was watching the show instead of teaching us. We're just sitting there, and he's watching the show.
That's really weird, but that's awesome, you know? Yeah. What university was this?
This is in the UK. It's a college in the UK.
Maybe I should email the guy and say thanks for teaching Pure Ownage.
I have a quick question for Kyle.
Go right ahead.
How do you plan on expanding beyond the internet? You know, like maybe distribute the DVD to mass distributors and such? Maybe go on other websites, try to get them to sell your stuff? You know, go beyond the internet. How do you plan on doing that?
Well, for the DVD, we might actually get on Amazon. I don't know, looking at a bunch of distributors and whatever else, depending on our volume. You know, we're going to do pre-orders once it gets closer to the DVD, and we'll see how many orders we have, see if we can fulfill them ourselves. But you know, it might be we're shipping a lot of DVDs, and we might have to go through someone else. But we've been approached to get on television actually by a few small networks, and you know, it's a lot of hassle, a lot of legal stuff, a lot of forms, and you know, we got to blur out all the logos, we got to get releases from everybody. You know, it's a lot of work to get something on television, we don't really need television. I'd like to kind of make this project really fly without ever being, you know, a traditional media kind of thing, you know, sort of, you know, to show people that you can have something on the internet. It can be the artist distributing it directly. It can be, you know, worldwide popular. It can grow, and it can be a functioning, you know, show. And you don't need to go through traditional broadcast media. You don't need to, you know, go to, you know, television funding or anything like that. You can do it on your own. And I think it's a really cool story. So we're kind of, you know, low on the radar. We don't do press releases. We don't release, you know, anything in traditional media. We just kind of let the internet do its thing. We just make the episodes. It's all word of mouth, you know, spreading.
and we're still growing, our audience is growing, and we don't really need to get on television or anything like that, even though it would be very cool, obviously, if MTV or something wants to broadcast a show and we still have 100% creative control, that'd be cool. But, you know, I hear that that's not going to, that that's a rare deal, you know. Usually when you get on TV, they usually want to take some control, or the broadcasters have some say in what goes in the episode. But, you know, we just want to put whatever we want on the episode and do our own thing, and we can do that on the internet, obviously.
All right, thanks. Good
luck. Kyle, got a question?
Yeah, I got a question, but you can go ahead of...
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, like, some TV people came up, and they're like, hey, your show's real cool. I'm going to put it on your network because your show's so cool. And they're like, yeah, but you know, we're just going to need this changed, and maybe you're going to have to blur this and that, to which I said, you can suck my balls. And then they said, like, what was that? And I said, well, you right there, you can suck this ball right here. And they didn't think that was too cool, and so we talked a bit about it, and we found out that basically you're not too into sucking balls, and neither am I. And so basically, it doesn't look too good for us for TV, which is really cool, because I don't think that's where we're supposed to be. You know, I think it's sort of a new time for us, and new time for kind of shows in general. I think it's really cool that we're just on the internet. I think it's where all our fans are, and so, you know, we're not too concerned with it.
Sorry. There's just one more thing I want to say about this, because this is very important, and you know, we're very excited about the internet and about broadcasting internet. I just want to say one quick thing. So sorry to cut you guys off, but you know, right now we are trying to become, and we will probably become, the most watched Canadian show. You know, currently the most watched Canadian show, and we'd like to do that, you know, sort of remaining underground, and then we would like to, you know, do a press release and let media know that, you know, this is the most watched Canadian show. It's global. It's in, subtitled in 15 languages. It's all over the internet, and nobody knows about it. You know, no one in Canada knows about it. It's very underground still, but, you know, we're global, so it's, you know, we can have a huge audience, and I think that'd be a very cool story to, you know, it grew on its own to being really huge, and, you know, no one knows about it in Canada. You know, Canada per capita, we have the least fans out of all places, you know, so it's, yeah, Norway is huge, right? We're huge in Norway, huge in, yeah, in the national newspaper, and we got nothing in Canada, you know, no one's talking about us in Canada. It's funny. But anyway, that's what I just wanted to say. That's sort of our plan, and I hope that you guys can help make it happen. Tell all your friends, right? You know, send a link to people, submit it to news sites, submit it to torrent sites, you know, get the word out, get the word of mouth of your owners going, and hopefully we'll be the biggest, the most watched Canadian show. And you know, no one's ever made a show on the internet like we have, and hopefully we can really own that, and it'll be the biggest thing. It'll be a hilarious story that these guys, you know, a few guys made this big show, and I think it'll be really cool.
One of the shows, or something.
Dude.
Sorry, I just wanted to say, you're definitely huge in the UK as well. You guys are featured in the PC Gaming magazine, thanks to Denmo.
Yeah, and I should also mention that, you know, we were mentioned in this what is it, the September issue of PC Gamer UK. We were also we had an interview with PC Gamer UK that will be in the October edition. So the watch for an interview in the October edition.
Yeah,
also featured on my school bag.
I have a request.
Go right ahead. You have a request.
Okay. Yeah. My friend here, he says that I'm not actually talking to Jeremy or anything. So could you prove to him by putting Jeremy on and saying, "Kelvin Lowe, this is real," like a shout out.
Jeremy's not here right now. He'll be back in about 5 minutes. But why would this guy not believe you? What the hell? You can invite him into the TeamSpeak chat. What the hell?
He doesn't want it.
Well, this, you know, this shit's real.
Okay. Hey.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Thanks. My second question is that what motivated you to actually start Pure Pwnage and so on? Like, how did you come up with the idea, and why did you start it, and why do you continue it?
Okay, hey, this is like really Jeremy, you know, we've kind of addressed this question a few times before, but basically, like, the way the show started was pretty much Kyle started film school. You know, Kyle was always kind of into film, you know, back in the day. You know, I always playing games, my buddies would be playing games, I always be on, we always kind of, you know, Kyle was always on doing his own thing, he was always watching movies or doing whatever, but he never really played games with us, you know, but so, when he got out of high school, and he kind of went into film school, you know, and we kind of made fun of him a bit or whatever, and he was always kind of doing his thing, you know, one day he comes home with his camera, you know, we can never afford a camera, he bought it from the school, and so, he's like, hey guys, I just want to film and do some stuff, you know, I've got to do the thing for my class, it's like a project, so I'm like, okay, like, just whatever. So I played along, so I was kind of funny at the time, and, you know, he's like, okay, just film me, and there's no script, there's nothing, he's just like, talk to me about something, so I'm like, okay, you know, at the time, obviously, I was owning up Jens and the Clan Wars and stuff, so I'm like, okay, so I just told him a little story, and, you know, he kind of filmed it, and it's pretty amazing, you know, it kind of made me, like, at the time, I kind of dissed him all the time about, you know, film stuff, I thought it was for geeks, or whatever, and but since then, I've really come to appreciate, you know, the kind of skills that Kyle has, you know, it's not the same kind of skills I have, but it's skills nonetheless, you know, like, he took that little thing that I did, it took nothing from me, I just talked for a bit, and he turned it into this kind of preview thing, and, you know, he showed it to me afterwards. I wasn't even interested then, you know, like, the only time I got interested when I was realizing all these people writing emails, all these people watching it and telling me it's so awesome, I'm like, wow, that's cool, like, I know I'm awesome, but I didn't really realize Kyle could take my awesomeness and make it into a show that's so awesome, and so since then, it kind of just created itself, you know, like, none of it was really planned, we didn't, you know, I didn't expect this to happen, I just expected to play games for the rest of my life, like probably a lot of you do, and then this just sort of kind of happened because of Kyle, so, you know, I give lots of props to Kyle for, you know, sticking with his film since he was a kid, and, you know, I'm really glad for him that this has all happened, I'm really glad for me, because, you know, to be honest, like, I really didn't know what I was going to do for a job for, like, my life, because, like, all I want to do is play games, and it's tough to get paid for that in Canada, you know, so now, as it turns out, I can make a show about playing games and hopefully make a living so I can keep playing games, so, you know, I win, and Kyle wins, and everybody wins, and I think it's really cool that this has all happened. It's probably, you know, the most exciting thing that's ever happened to any of us.
Hey, Jerry, just talking about making a living out of things, there's a member here called Niggy, he wants to ask a question. If, he asks if Jeremy or Doug, have you ever in real life won any considerable amount of money playing games online?
No, I have to say at the moment, like, I haven't won it in any considerable amount of money, because, like, because not, well, I mean, I guess from your perspective, it depends where you are. You know, if we were in Korea, then I think there's a good chance I might have made a career of it. Maybe in Europe, it's a bit different with RTS. But in North America, I find especially, there's not much interest, especially in Canada. I mean, it's really, no one knows about Pureonage here. It's kind of funny. We make it from Canada, and yet we got all these fans in Australia and the Netherlands and Sweden and Norway and all these, you know, the U.S. is really huge. But up here, you know, it's really tough. There are very few LAN parties, and there's not too many ways you can make money. So it's always, to me, more of a dream than it would be to people in other places that actually have the opportunity to do that sort of thing, right? So at the moment, you know, I haven't really had a good opportunity to do that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm hoping in the future that, you know, I can do that on top of Pure Orange, because I'm definitely there.
I got a question for Jeremy. What are you more excited about, Fear, Call of Duty 2, or Quake 4?
Well, I played through the Fear demo the other day. So, you know, it was kind of cool. I'm pretty excited for Call of Duty 2. There's something kind of cool about the first one. You know, it has something just a little bit different. And Quake, you know, like, I don't want to diss anybody or anybody makes any games or put a lot of work into it, but I've never been like a big Frag Fest kind of fan. I prefer sort of team-based combat, you know, kind of get some strats going between teammates, because if it's just solo fragging, then it's just a Twitch Fest, which doesn't really have enough of the gaming skills sort of tapped from the player that, like, I can't prefer my games.
Hey, Jeremy, we have Blizzard here. This is his server. We're hosting it on his real name, Peter.
Nice. Thank you very much from, like, the whole crew sitting here. We really appreciate that we have such an awesome server. It hasn't crashed yet, which is, obviously better than last time, and it's just so cool that we can have this.
Yeah, no problems, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, can I ask Kyle a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Are you ever going to put Dave in the show more, like the cooking thing Jeremy talked about in one of the episodes?
You know what? We're actually, you know, we're thinking, you know, time is limited, but, you know, if time permits, we might have an entire, like, Cooking with Dave show. Like, we'll do it on the net, we'll do entire episodes in Dave, because he's pro, man. The shit he makes is so good, and like, you know, all his recipes, he has a good repertoire, you know, and you know, and cooking is awesome fun. Since I met Dave, you know, he's taught me a lot of the subtleties, and you know, it's a great time, and I was at the kitchen with Dave, and you know, so you get good food to eat too, so it's great.
I have a question for Kyle. You showed at the beginning of episode 8 that they were playing Super Smash Bros. And just having a good time or whatever. You ever going to have, like, in-between episodes of just having random film of them playing games or something? Because I love to watch them play Super Smash Bros. Great game.
Well, hopefully someday you can meet up with us and get your ass kicked in Super Smash by these guys. But oh, Dave's getting excited here that you're talking about Super Smash, because he plays too, and you know, he's got some skills.
I'm pretty good with Link. I don't know.
Well, I personally think Link is a complete noob character.
Oh, thanks. Who do you play?
Hey, man.
You're more than welcome. I really play just about everybody. Anybody but Link.
Well, trust me, if you face me when I'm Link, I don't think you'll win.
Link is the...
Oh, my God, I feel sorry for you. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right, I don't. But I'm just assuming...
Well, I can tell this much, like, so far from what I've known, the only person who really constantly kicks my ass is actually the owner. Like, I'm not even joking, he's the only fucking guy who kicks my ass.
He looks really good with Mario, though.
I have
oh my god,
can
you
I
have
ask?
To see...
Oh.
Yes, you may.
Hey, I just wanna know if you guys are going to make something about BlizzCon that's coming out. I really love Blizzard, and I... wanted to know if you are going there.
We're not going to go to BlizzCon. Definitely know about it. I think it'd be really cool. But basically, you know, we're just we're just a couple guys in kind of a dorm room, and it costs lots of money for flights to go places, and costs a lot of money to stay there and stuff. And you know, we hope that, like, you know, in time, like maybe a year from now, we'll have the opportunity to kind of go to these places and see these people. But for now, like, you know, we just got to read about it like you guys.
Yeah, and I'd also like to say that, you know, we're not really, you know, trying to promote ourselves and, you
shut
know,
up,
be
God.
All...
Shut up,
like,
man. He was not talking to you. On Jeremy, please.
What?
Okay, I just ignore that. Please just go on, Kyle.
That was weird. Okay. So he sounded really mad. Okay, well, anyway.
Probably had a bit too much to drink or something.
Wow, that's weird. It's like, wow, that's, I don't know, it's really weird. Anyway, it's really weirded me out. Okay, so yeah, I was talking about how sorry, hang on, everyone's laughing here, hang on. We're gonna have to listen to that in the recording of this. You know, I hope there's people recording this, but okay, so anyway, you know, we're not actively pursuing conventions and things like that. We're not actively trying to go to them. I don't think I think we got some tickets to the Penny Arcade Expo or whatever. Someone was going to give us that, but it was last minute. We couldn't go or whatever. But yeah, no one's been asking us to go, or we haven't been wanting to go and get a booth and do all the standard stuff or whatever. But you know, maybe eventually we'll do that if the fans want us to show up or whatever. If we feel like it's a good time. But you know, next year we're going to try to get to E3. We might actually shoot a show at E3 or something like that. But you know, E3 is a place to be, and I'd like to go check it out even as a guest, you know, just go there and just film some stuff or whatever, film Jeremy, and man, you know, Jeremy really wants to meet Miyamoto. That would be his dream. I think he'd actually start crying if he met Miyamoto, but yeah, hopefully that'll happen one day.
Do you think you guys will ever open a Pyronage Counter-Strike Source server?
Can I cut in? That goating guy, he says on IRC, I really don't like you, Cal. You're so money-based.
Jeremy, are you...
I just want to interrupt here and say, hey, this is Doug, and I wanted to give a shout-out to all you noobs out there in New Village.
Ah! Hey, Doug, I was going to ask a question. Just wondering what your favorite map was for getting all the headshots, and what your favorite weapon was for getting the headshots as well.
the motherfucking dust!
Excellent. What's the best weapon, man?
The eagle, like, no question.
Excellent. What about the scout?
Scouts for fucking noobs!
Go on, give us another boom headshot, man.
Big arm shot!
Cool, okay. I love that guy.
The angle. I have a question for Jeremy.
Alright, Jeremy is standing by.
Okay, what are his thoughts on Bukkake?
Whoa!
Oh dear god.
Oh my god.
Do you guys, I'd rather not even go into what that is.
Are you old enough to know that shit? What the fuck?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
What are Jeremy's thoughts on Bukkake?
Well, unless, like, that's a real game that I haven't played, and maybe you pronounce some kind of game wrong, I think that's some pretty sick shit. Pretty sick shit.
Oh, thanks.
Sounded like he was crying there for a second.
Even five-year-olds know what Bukkake is. What the hell?
Sorry, could you please repeat that last question? Was that a question? I'm sorry, it was kind of noisy here.
I got a story for you guys.
All right, let's hear the story.
All right, first of all, I'd like to say that y'all do a great job with the show and look forward to future episodes. Next week in my school is Spirit Week, and one of the themes is Celebrity Day, and I plan on dressing up like Jeremy.
Oh man, that's a great costume. Do you have an eye on noobs?
Yeah, I do.
And the bandana?
You betcha.
Sweet.
Hey, Carl, I've got a comment about the actual show itself. What I was going to say was, when I first started watching, I saw a few episodes. I watched up to episode 7. I started watching after episode 7 came out. And when I saw some references that you put in the episodes, like in one of the past episodes where Jeremy saw Destroyer 6666, and I mean, I was like, what the fuck, what's this all about? And I thought it was just you being a noob and not putting random stuff in there. The same with all the weird phone calls, and I think it's really great how you brought everything, like all the unanswered questions in episode 8, like this big battle between Jeremy and Destroyer 6666, and I think that is really good. And there's a few other references that I've seen which aren't answered yet. I don't know if they're references or whether you're just being a noob again, I don't know, but I think it's really good how you did that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, we welcome comments. You know, we want to hear from the fans in this chat, so if you guys have anything to say, if you have any comment on the episode or whatever, you know, just let me know. It doesn't have to all be Q&A, you know? And yeah, so you say you stopped watching after episode 7? Have you seen the latest episode?
No, I say that. I said I started watching after episode 7 because I was playing World of Warcraft then, and I watched a lot of Warcraft replays, and someone posted episode 7 on Warcraft replays and advertised it there, and that's when I started to get into it, because before then, I knew nothing about it.
Ah, nice. So then you're a Pironis noob then, eh? I think most of the people in this chat are, have been, you know, episode 3 at least, I think. I don't know. There's even some people that were with us in the beginning from CNC replays. Are there any people from CNC replays here? I don't know.
I just joined the CNC replays, but I was there when the show started.
Yeah, it's funny. The first episode, I think, was downloaded by, you know, it must have been 800 people, you know, and they were all in the forums, and, you know, they thought it was funny, and we made episode 2, and we thought it was amazing that, you know, 2,000 people downloaded episode 2, and it was just incredible, you know. And of course, we've been doubling every episode, and there must be, you know, maybe 500,000 people downloaded episode 8 by now, but yeah, it's great, you know. We've got all the whole spectrum of fans that have found the show at different times, and it's great to hear their different perspectives.
Hey, can I ask a question from Calgary?
I'm going to put my cock in Jeremy's face. Cut.
Hey,
Sorry, that was a little distorted. You might want to tune your microphone down a bit. Could you please repeat that?
It looks like he quit. Walker, go ahead.
All right. Hey. All right. At the end of August, there was like a pure owners like a fan meeting. It was like a LAN, and they said you guys were going to show up, but you guys never did. So I was just wondering, like, what was up with that?
Sorry, we're going to show what?
I don't know. They said that you guys might have like shown up for this like fan meeting LAN thing in Calgary at the end of August here, and you guys never showed up. So I was just wondering what was up with that.
Are you in Calgary?
Yeah, I moved here about 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, we did have a fan meet. It was at the Drum and Monkey downtown, and it's in past news, and we did meet up with a lot of the fans, as well as Magic from Lanageddon. He's the announcer guy. He was there. You can look at, if you search the forums, you can see pictures from that fan meeting. There's some pictures of the stalker guy that went to FPS Doug's house and took pictures in front of his house and shit like that. But we did have the meeting. It's too bad you weren't there if you're in Calgary.
Well, yeah, but like you have to be 18 and over though, and I'm like 15, so you know that kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, there was some 17-year-olds in who made it in. They didn't get ID'd, and it was pretty cool.
Alright, and I have just another quick question, if that's alright.
Go right ahead.
In episode 3, like, with the whole thing with Doug in the, like, parking lot and stuff, was that shot by Lord Beaverbrook?
Lord Beaverbrook High School. That's right. Actually FPS Doug's high school.
Oh, really? So, cause, yeah, I have a friend that went there, or that goes there, and I, like, showed up here on just, like, all my friends and stuff, and one of them was like, hey, that's my school, and I'm like, oh, sweet.
Jeremy used to play hockey there when he was a kid. At the Arc.
Maybe Captain Morgan has a question.
Let's hear Captain Morgan.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
FPS Doug wants to know how your tattoos are doing.
They're doing fine. I'm waiting for a hick for me.
Doug says he'll get around to that Sunday.
Yeah, I don't believe him. All right, I am being asked to ask you if I can have your booty.
Okay, we need to clarify this. We need to know exactly whose booty do you want to have?
Kyle's, preferably.
And I need some details as to the exact, you know, description of what this booty thing has, what's going to happen here. Okay, moving on. Let's talk to someone else.
I'd like to say FPS Doug's Counter-Strike Source Spray is the best, because it distracts everybody so I can headshot them.
Yeah.
Sorry, could you please repeat that?
FPS Doug's Counter-Strike Source Spray is the best because it distracts everybody so I can headshot them.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're using that spray. I think it's a pretty scary spray myself, you know. When Doug gets mad, he's a pretty scary guy, you know. Like.
Hey, Kyle, Killspecker has a question for you. Why do we never see your face in front of the camera?
Sorry, what is it? Do I intend to show my face in front of the camera, or when am I going to?
Oh no, he's asking why you do not show your face in front of the camera.
Well, because I gotta film it. I gotta be behind the camera. Like, why would I be in? You know, it's like if I'm in front of the camera, I'm not shooting it. I gotta shoot it. Maybe do you think I should like show my face in front of the camera? Or?
I'm not sure. Have you ever Have you ever been a random person in one of the episodes and just had one of the other people, like, not go out and say that you're Kyle, this guy is Kyle, but, like, just be some random person in the movie?
I can either confirm or deny whether anybody has seen my image in the episode.
Just a yes or no. I mean, come on.
How about can neither confirm nor deny? Is that satisfactory?
No!
You guys have seen my reflection a few times. I think Scree is the master of Photoshop on the forums. He is always, you know, wanting to find out who I am and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, I have to film the stuff. I can't be in front of the camera.
About that, we were afraid, like, someone at Lanageddon, because obviously there's some guys that there in episode 8 that recognize you. Do you ever think, like, afraid or whatever, that they'd take a picture of you and then put it all over the internet? Or you just think that they'd, like, not be believed, and that nobody would believe that that's you if they took a picture and put it on the internet?
I'm not too concerned about people posting pictures of me, but at the same time, as you say, you know, how can you be sure it's me, you know? Is it really Kyle? Someone's like, hey, you know, did they just pose with a camera? Picture of some random guy, you know, who knows? I don't know, do you know it's me?
Like,
you'll never know what I look like. Ha 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 ha.
Dude, I want to ask a question for Dave.
Just one sec. Gills is saying that, Kyle, you should never show your face because it'll spoil the mystery.
But all mysteries have to be solved, don't they? At least
I guess he wants this one to last a little bit longer.
Well, who cares what Gills says? No,
we all want to see Kyle's face. Well, you know, maybe I'm thinking, you know, maybe 30, 40 years from now, I might reveal my face. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, 30 years, is it cool with you guys?
No. Is those guys at the end of episode 8, are they correct that, like, you just, they saw your face, and then they know why you're not showing it because, you know, how it looks, is that the reason?
You'll just have to take that at face value, no pun intended.
Fuck niggas, and you have...
Ruffle.
Okay, there's a guy with a question for Dave, was it? Or was it?
Yeah, right here. Well, I have a comment
right
for
ahead.
Jamie, but right now it's a question for Dave. I was wondering who taught him to cook, or if you went to, like, culinary school or something.
Well, this is hopefully answer your questions. I don't really cook before, but one day I got really hungry, and I checked my pockets, there's no money, so I'm like, I should just fucking try this shit myself. Because I'm obviously getting the pro at it.
Nice. So my comment for Jeremy was, I was going to say that I've decided to make a vow right now that I'll never cheat again. So, yeah, it's thanks to him.
Are you the guy that was talking about cheating before?
Yeah, I was the one that used to cheat and hack and stuff like that.
See, Jeremy was talking to you, and I wanted to get you banned from the server, because, like, shit, man, cheaters make me so fucking mad, and you kind of have a cheater mentality there. You were like, you know, I just chewed, and, you know, I, you know, got World of Warcraft before I even played it. I installed the speed hack, you know, it's like, I'm totally down with that. It's like, man, that mentality of, like, okay, I got a game, okay, where's the cheats, you know, it's like, what the fuck?
Actually, I never started cheating on World of Warcraft till a good while after I installed it, but I'm saying that it's not a good thing. I'm trying to make up for it now.
Man, it sounds like you're like on crack or something. It's like I'm trying to get off cheating, you know? It's like, I know it's bad, but I, you know, and then it's like a cheat comes up, you're like, oh my god, I gotta do that cheat, and it's like, oh my god, I gotta inject that shit in my veins.
Playing World of Warcraft.
We all know where that goes.
I got a question for Dave.
Alright, what's your question for Dave?
Are you gonna, like, have a cookbook or something of all your recipes and stuff?
You know what, we'll work on getting that on the Noob Store, because, you know, Dave's stew, and I think we're eating the stew in episode 5 in the beginning. That is some tasty-ass shit.
Yeah, I had a similar question for Dave. My mom's birthday is, like, tomorrow. I was wondering if you had, like, a 5-minute recipe I could, like, totally whip her up something.
Okay, can you shut up with the food? I'm starving.
You haven't had breakfast yet, Kashmir?
No.
You gotta get something on the Barbie.
Gotta get that with his mate.
Okay, a recipe for your mom. I don't know if Dave has anything birthday-ish. Hang on a second. I'm gonna ask him right now. Hang on a second.
Are they ever gonna sell Jeremy's sandals?
Yes, exactly, I do.
Oh, this is Dave again. I just want to say that I do have a recipe for your mom's birthday.
Sweet, I'm gonna write it down right now. Well, when you tell, yeah.
Okay, it's called pasta. So what's so wrong about pasta?
That's like the noobish dish.
That's like student food.
I know.
No, I completely disagree. I think pasta is about the best food on this planet.
I have, like, pasta every noodles. 2 days.
Well, is there anything special you do with your pasta, or you just boil it in water and make it all nice
put
and
eggs
juicy?
In it?
Well, my secret recipe, which I've learned from a Italian friend of mine, he used to tell me that I should always pepper and salt the meat before I really start heating it up, because it'll just really dehydrate the meat very fast.
That is awesome. All right, thanks. Later, guys.
You got it.
I got a question for Jeremy.
go right ahead.
I was just wondering, one day you're planning on making like little Uber noobs with a girl that you can train? Because I remember you said in one of your episodes that you would. I mean, I think your pulling technique with girls is pretty good at the minute, but don't you think you like better start planning for the future so you can carry on your legacy?
Hey, yeah. You know, like, I'm still pretty young myself, like, in my head. Although, you know, my mom and stuff tried to tell me that's not the case anymore, but I still try to think like I'm a kid still, you know, in my brain. But I was thinking the other day, even, you know, like, my parents, when I was a kid, they never really very supportive of gaming because it was so new, you know. They're like, what's that? Like, I used to play in a black and white world and climb trees for fun. And I'm like, wow, this is a video game, it's real cool. But they never really were too into it. But I figure, I got so good without the support of, you know, my friends and family. What would happen if I raised some noobs of my own and told them from day one that this is what life's about? It's about owning noobs, you know, how good would they get? And so I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, maybe in, like, when I'm old, there's something like, I'm definitely going to have some kids, and I'm definitely going to train them to be the most uber players at games ever, you know, like, bringing up when they're two to play competitively. And I don't, you know, I think they'll probably grow up and you'll see my kids probably own the world in like 30 years or something.
Yeah. Jeremy, while you're on, could I ask you a question in all seriousness? Are you ever going to sell replicas of your shoes in the noob store?
Well, you know, like, we hadn't planned on it, but I mean, if a lot of people feel like you do, then, I mean, I guess we could.
Okay, I'll look out for that. And also, what if the community got together and started creating a Pure Pwnage comic? How would that sound to all of you? You know, like, Control-Alt-Delete and everything?
We haven't really, I guess, thought about that too much. I mean, we're trying to support the fans kind of making stuff with the, you know, the stuff from Pwnage. Like, we have the Pwnage archive, you know, and fans can do their stuff. So I think it's pretty cool. Like, I think in any case, like, anytime fans do stuff, it's pretty cool. A lot of fans, like, there's been probably 4 or 5 cases now where we've been sent emails. The Pwnage Wannabes is probably the biggest one where fans are kind of, like, you know, trying to just give their homage to us, you know, by remaking some stuff or doing their own stuff with, you know, me and Doug and stuff, and trying to make their own sort of rendition of, like, Pwnage. And I think that's really cool, and, you know, I don't see anything bad with that.
Hey, I also want to say that, you know, where is Pwnage Wannabes Episode 3? Come on, we got to see that. You know, they got all their pro equipment, they got, you know, everything going on. I want to see the third episode. I was excited. Somebody posted, actually, it's the Pwnage Wannabes guy posted on our forums that Episode 3 was out, but he was lying. It was, he was faking it, but yeah, I was excited to see Episode 3.
So was I. And the final question for all of you. Crap, I forgot. Never mind. Just
take your time, man. Take your time.
Hey, can I just jump in? Okay, can I just jump in here for Killspacker? He wants me to ask a question for you guys. When are we going to see Pwnage action figures?
WTF! Oh, man. Man, I hope soon. I hope soon. You know, we've actually been looking into it, you know, and that would be really cool. I don't know what my action figure is going to look like, but, you know, it's my childhood dream to have my own action figure. Come on, guys. It'd be amazing. Like, the owner action figure would be awesome.
You'd have a camera glued to your face.
That'd be really good, actually. You know, really funny to have action figures. And, but man, I'd totally have FPS Doug on the top of my monitor, you know, ready to headshot me and stuff.
Come on, nothing would take some Jeremy authentic humping action, like, written right across the box.
Hey, Gils just wanted to ask if you guys are going to bring back the PayPal donate button. I think quite a few people on the forum wanted to donate, and they couldn't find a donate button or anything like that.
Okay,
I would
this
like
is
to be able to buy shit from the fucking store.
You can go do that right now, assuming you have the capacity to, like, navigate the web browser. But, you know, about the donate button, you know, it's kind of interesting because we got lots of emails. Like, hey, give me a donate button, I'll give you some money and stuff like that. And, you know, me and Kyle looked at each other and were like, wow, people are just going to give us money. Like, shit, maybe we should do that. So we put a donate button up. Like, you might remember, we had one up there for a couple weeks. And then not a single person gave us even $1. So we're like, okay, and we took that down. And now more people are writing us saying, where's the donate button? And basically, you know, we're not putting it back up because, basically, you know, people like to say one thing and then not give us free money. So, fuck you guys!
Hey, they could just send it anyway, couldn't they? I mean, they know your PayPal address through the online store.
Yeah, it's true. You know, you can PayPal us free money, and actually, one guy did. I can't remember who. It was one of our mirrors. I think it was the host of the New Zealand mirror. He sent us, I think it was $50 or something, but. Yeah, it was great, you know, he just sent us money through PayPal just to support us, and it was great, but that's, you know, the only donation we've ever had, and people often email us about the donate button, but, I'd rather just sell shirts, you know, if you want to support the show, you know, just buy a shirt, and it's good, you know, we make some money off the shirts, and you guys get a good shirt, and, you know, it's some high quality shit, and, you know, you'll be Uber with that shirt, you'll be able to own some news.
If I mail money to Canada, give me a shirt. Because I'm credit cardless, all right?
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a lot of people that email us. They're like, hi, I want to buy a shirt, but I don't have a credit card. And I'm all like, well, borrow friends or your parents. And there's a lot of people that are like, hey, I have a credit card, but I don't trust the internet. I'm like, do you realize that using your credit card on the internet is more secure than using your credit card at a restaurant? Because we don't see your credit card number. We don't even know it. Only PayPal knows it. And... you know, it's funny that people don't trust the internet. They don't trust the credit card. Actually, it's way more secure. Anybody who works for a restaurant can write down your credit card number and orders, you know, 500 dildos to your address or whatever, you know. But yeah, you know, I even had some grandmother, you know, wanting to buy something for her grandson. And she's like, I don't buy things on the internet. I'm like, oh, shit, you use your credit card in a restaurant, so you're totally insecure. And, you know. But anyway, yeah, you know, borrow a friend's credit card, get your mom's credit card or whatever, you know, you can get a credit card, come on, it's, you know, it's not hard to get one, but yeah, we can't go depositing checks every day, you know, going to the bank, waiting for them to clear, making sure to clear, and then you send the shit out, you know, it's way too much time.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, I have a question here from Bane the Bastard, and he's been pissing me off for about an hour now to ask Jeremy this question, and for some reason he won't ask it himself, but he wants, Jeremy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he wants to know if Jeremy would suck a cock for $1 million. So there you go, Bang, shut the fuck up.
Does he have to go to completion?
Ask him.
I'm just clarifying the question before I pose it to Jeremy here.
There you go, Bane.
Cashmere.
Yeah, we're just gonna ignore that question. Yeah, from Bane the Bastard. Yeah, we're just gonna ignore that.
I have a request.
I've got a question for you. A buddy of mine and told me to come here. I'm a pretty big gamer, and he said this is the place to be. I'm just wondering, what's this place about?
Ah,
oh my
geek
god!
Fans first.
That's a good question.
Sorry, the question. What's this place about?
Yeah, what's this whole little shindig about? Like, are you guys like into PC gaming or? Am I just in the wrong TS channel?
Yeah. Well, you know, we play some games, and you know, yeah, we like games. Do you like games?
Yeah, man, it's pretty good. I like the, you know, yeah, those MMOs are pretty fun always, but it's all good. So
cool. Maybe you should go play some right now. And
yeah. I don't know about that.
I think they're waiting for you. They want you to be played. Maybe right now you should just leave and go play some.
So you're not going to answer me what you guys are about, really? You're not going to leave, you're just going to leave a newbie out like me? Not even tell...
We're about just spreading the word, you know? And the word is IO Noobs, which is kind of three words, but it doesn't sound as cool when you say, like, words... So, we'll say the word, and the word's I own noobs, and the word's, you know, everyone should own noobs, and the word's just bringing gaming to everybody, you know, and, now go play a little MMOs and play with your balls.
I think Fem had a request. Fem, do you want to go ahead?
Fem, is this Fem Fatale from Calgary?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how's it going? We met you at the last, fan meet in Calgary.
Shoot, I just was gonna say, that was so much fun, and thank you very much. And I also just wanted to request maybe some smaller sizes in the noob store. Because I love my IO Noob shirt, but it's Fool big.
Well, you know, we're eventually planning to add, you know, girl stuff and, you know, baby tees and the like. But you know, it's kind of tough because I'm sorry, but for no, there's not a lot of girls that watch the show. I don't know if you know that, but it's mostly guys, and you know, we can.
There's lots more girls on the forums right now. Have you seen the time?
Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of girls. You know, the number of girls is a lot, but you know, it's like, you know, we can add a new shirt, and it's like we can add a new guy shirt, or we can add a girl shirt, and like, you know, it's like the guy shirts are just, you know, we're gonna sell a lot more of those, but you know, eventually, you know, I'm dying. You know, we tried to get baby tees of the Boom headshot, and they weren't having one. We tried that, but there's a problem with the printer and whatever else. But yeah, we're working on getting some girl shirts because we do get a lot of requests. We do get a lot of people emailing us, and eventually, once we have a certain number of shirts on the store, we'll be able to have some baby tees. But yeah, we're working on it. I'm really sorry. You've got a small army, but you know, I should take this opportunity to ask you, which shirt would you want mostly in the baby tee?
Probably the headshot one.
You're 84% addicted to Counter-Strike, right?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Okay. Well, we'll work on the Boom headshot and the baby tee. Work on maybe a blue baby tee, maybe a black one. I don't know. Maybe change the color up, but. But yeah, you know, we'd like to get some girl stuff. We'd like to get some girl gamer kind of stuff because there are a lot. But you know, as a percentage of the fans, they're overshadowed by the guys, unfortunately.
Hey, Kyle, is Jeremy there? There's someone here with a question for him.
Yeah, I'm here, and I actually got a quick little funny femme fatale story from Calgary when we did the fan chat. I thought it was pretty funny that I was standing there. And, I mean, I've read most of the threads in the forums. You know, I keep up on the forums, and I've read the poster pictures, threads, and stuff like that. And when Femme came in with her friends, and Femme was 17 at the time, so she wasn't actually technically allowed to be in the bar. She kind of snuck in. But she came in with all her friends, and she walked towards me and right by me, and I made eye contact and everything, and I smiled. And I actually recognized Femme from the boards. But she didn't recognize me from the show because I didn't have my bandana on. So I thought it was pretty funny that we were in this position where I recognized the fan, and the fan had no idea at all who I am. And she thinks I'm some creepy guy smiling at her as she walks by. So, you know, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was crazy. You really didn't look the way you did in the episode.
Because I was so much taller and sexier, right?
Oh, yeah. That's his hair going on there.
Woo!
I got the question, what is your gaming hero?
My gaming hero? You know, to be honest, like, I don't really have a game player as a hero, because, you know, like I said, when I was young, there were no pro gamers. This is something pretty new to the world, and, you know, as long as I knew about pro gaming, it was me. Like, I wanted to be the man. But if there's any single man in all of gaming throughout time that, you know, if I met, I'd be speechless. Like, I wouldn't even know what to say because I think he's just so important to gaming. He's so important to what's so important to all of us. And I think he's changed so much, but I think that'd be Shigeru Miyamoto. You know, there's a man from Japan, if you don't know, he works for Nintendo. He's a lead designer on many of the classic titles, and I think he changed gaming like, around the world. And, you know, I could meet Tom Cruise tomorrow. I wouldn't give a shit. Like, who's that guy? He's just an actor. I don't know. I could meet George Bush, and I just want to piss on him. I could meet lots of people, and I wouldn't really care. But I have to admit, you know, if I met Shigeru Miyamoto, I'd probably be a little speechless and wouldn't know what to say, because I think, you know, as far as men go, he's a pretty great one.
Can I have a question? I just want to ask about the music thing. What do people listen to? Jeremy.
What do I listen to, like, in my own time?
Yeah, in your room or work or something like that. What do you like? Shows, Iron Maiden. What do you think about Iron Maiden?
Okay, I was asked this last time, and it was actually a real tough question. I had to really sit and think about it, because, you know, as you go up and you get older, like, there's so many different bands that come in and out of your life, and you don't know what to say. And, you know, you try to think, like, what happens if I'm asked this question? What do I say? Like, I don't want to insult all the bands that have done so much for me, and I, you know, I don't want to neglect any, and I don't want to neglect the ones that are doing so much for me now, but, you know, after the last fan chat, one of my answers was Tool, and since then, it's kind of funny, I hadn't listened to them much, but I kind of brought them up to myself again because of the last fan chat, so since then, I've actually listened to a lot of old Tool stuff that I listened to way back in the day, and it's got me really pumped. And other than that, like, I'm really into a group called the Dave Brubeck Quartet, and kind of like a jazz quartet, and they play some really, really crazy stuff, you know, it's all really, it's really crazy timing, it really exercises your brain. I find that playing that sort of stuff kind of puts my brain in a place that it's not normally in, and I think of the craziest strats, and I'm really thinking, like, outside of the box, just because that's where the rhythm sort of puts me in. So if I could recommend anyone get into anything right now, I'd recommend you check out some jazz and check out some Dave Brubeck.
Well, man, you're the best. I want to have sex with you, please.
This is kind of like that. I was wondering if anytime soon you guys are going to have the music from episode 8 available on the site to download, because I think a lot of it was pretty sweet there.
Yeah, the music from 8 was awesome, I thought, too. There's a lot of really cool guitar tracks, a lot of really cool stuff. It's really different from a lot of our stuff.
Like, did you pay someone to sing it, or, like, who sung all the things? There were a few people there, and composed it and stuff.
This was answered previously at the beginning of the chat, but let's just recap. That's okay. It was the I'm a Gamer song, the funky one, which we probably will release, was sung by Linda Gallant, and then there was the Building a Computer, which I sang, and the 80s kind of feel. But yeah, you should listen to the fan chat. If you want more details, listen to the recording of the fan chat that we posted on our forums later on.
Okay. Kyle, that guy that just wanted to have sex with Jeremy, that was actually the guy who kind of got angry. Apparently he loves Jeremy, but you're all about the money, so he didn't want you to interrupt this conversation.
Oh, I'm all about the motherfucking cash. All right. Yeah, cash.
If someone did host a Pyronage Counter-Strike server with Jeremy and you guys play on it?
We would join up. Why is this? You know, there's a lot of people that keep talking about the official appearance of this, the official appearance of that, but what's that sound? That's odd. Anyway, you know, there's no official server right now, but maybe we'll get together with somebody and make one official, and we can go on and play it once in a while. If ping's pretty good from where we are, that is.
OMG, I totally have a question for Jeremy and Doug. Where do I go to get owned by, like, Doug? And does Jeremy want to own me in CNC?
Oh my god, but where are you from?
New York City.
I'm saying, right, you're from down south or something.
I'm from Alabama.
You know, there's a lot of FPS Dougs on the internet. A lot of people are pretending to be him, and, you know, we get emails all the time. Oh my god, I just got owned by FPS Doug, and, you know, they freak out that they were playing him, and they got shot by him, but, you know, 99% of the time it wasn't Doug, but that 1%, maybe it was Doug that shot you in your motherfucking head. Who knows?
I've got a question but I want to get owned by Jeremy.
Jesus.
I have another question for Jeremy.
Go right ahead.
Do you like cereal, and what kind?
Go home.
Upshot with the food talk.
I don't want to.
Well, I guess, like, I eat some cereal, but the problem is that mostly I'm not awake in the hours that most people eat cereal. So normally, when I would get up at, like, 3 or 4, you know, it doesn't seem right to eat cereal. But when I did used to eat cereal, I used to eat lots of Frosted Flakes. And so, for fun, we kind of put that in one of the shots.
Fuck yeah, Frosted Flakes!
And so I'll let you guys find where that is in the episodes, but that's where it's at. Tony the Tiger, you fucking motherfucking Tony the Tiger.
Oh, and another question. Why'd you roll a new belt?
Actually, I originally rolled Undead Priest, and I played that right to 60. And then when I kind of met Anastasia, I decided that I'd kind of want to play with her. And I understand by the sound of your voice that may not make much sense, like, at this point. But trust me, in 7 years, you're going to understand very well why I made that decision.
Hey, I've got a question for you, actually, about what's your relationship with Anastasia?
Well, Kyle told me to say it's ambiguous, but I don't really know what that means. I hope he's not, I just didn't call myself a fag or something, but... But, you know, basically, you know, I think she's really cool, and I kind of try to see her, but with the whole, like, wow thing that can and she can, like, you know, I don't know, it's just kind of tough right now, and so I don't know, we'll see what happens. I try not to care too much. There's so much going on right now with Pironage that, you know, I'm pretty distracted, so I try not to think about it too much.
Did you guys meet in the game? Sorry, I said, did you guys actually meet in the game?
Well, if you would watch episode 6.
Well, I
didn't know she's a friend of my girlfriend.
Oh yeah, they met in the bar.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Yeah, you know, it's like, it's funny. You know what, Jeremy? You know, I try to get him out of the fucking house every once in a while, and you know, I try to get him out there in real life to meet some people, and you know, it's funny that you know, he's gotta leave the house every once in a while, surprise to meet some new people, and you know, the first night he comes out, he meets a girl. You know, he's got some shit going on, but yeah, you know, you should tell him. You guys should email him. Tell him to get out more often. Shit.
I got a question from Jeremy. What is his favorite game sounds music in play?
Could you repeat? What's my favorite
soundtrack game sound to play the games?
So do you mean like what's my favorite soundtrack from a game, or what's my favorite to listen to while I play games?
From a game and to playing game.
I guess from a game, it's tough to say. I've typically found that games typically didn't have as good music as musicians make, you know, outside of the games. But Star Control 2, if you remember that game from a long time ago, I thought had pretty cool sound, and the F-Zero from back in the day had pretty cool sound, actually. I always thought F-Zero was great. You know, even Final Fantasy's had some really epic stuff. I thought it was pretty cool. And in real life, typically, like, it depends kind of on what type of game I'm going to play. Like I said, if I'm going to play an RTS and my brain's going to be working, I kind of prefer something pretty complex in terms of, you know, the drum beat and the rhythm and what it does to my brain. So I think jazz is, like, really trippy because it's kind of weird, like, as you listen to it. At first, you're thinking, like, what's this? But after you listen to it lots, you realize, like, wow, like, you know, it's really kind of training my brain to think lots, and it kind of helps RTS. But when I'm playing FPS or something straightforward where I just want to shoot guys in the head, that's when I really like something real heavy, you know? Like, I don't mind busting out some tool, maybe something even heavier, like some nice nails or something, and really blast that and really get into just, you know, some blood and kill some people, you know?
Hey, Jeremy, we have someone here that's too shy to talk to you, but she's called Snuggle Bunny, and she wants to ask you how long it took you to own in CS.
Is she, like, really hot, or?
Yeah, she's hot.
She's really hot, but she's maybe she's a guy, and that's why she doesn't want to talk, or?
Oh, no, I've got a picture of her.
Oh, a picture, because I got some pictures of sisters, too, and maybe I could post pictures of sisters and my friends, too.
No.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, I already got finished talking. So who's the guy who's pretending he's a girl? What's his question?
It's Snuggle Bunny, and her question is, how long did it take you to own in CS?
In CS?
Yeah, I think she's trying to get at it. Yeah,
it took me about 18 minutes to install the game, so I guess about 18 minutes and 30 seconds later, there's your answer.
Tops. I have a question for Jeremy.
Go.
I was just seeing I don't know if you've been following it, but what do you think of Black and White 2 is starting to become like an RTS game? Are you getting into that?
Well, I read a bit about it. Peter Molyneux is the designer of that game. He actually has a pretty good history. He's a pretty creative guy. He's another guy kind of on my list, and I'm hoping Pure Orange, you know, sets up a way for me to meet him and talk to him, because I think he's a pretty smart guy. And, you know, I played a bit of Black and White 1, and I've heard, you know, I've read a bit about Black and White 2, but, you know, is it multiplayer? It's hard. I've been reading, I'm trying to confirm that it's got some good, cool RTS multiplayer elements, and I think, you know, honestly, the design is really cool. I'd love to see, like, you know, it's kind of based off the whole populist idea, like, a long time ago, the whole God game, and I think, you know, that's a pretty cool idea for RTS, you know, and I'd love for someone to really pull it off good, but, you know, I'm not so sure if that's where Black and White's going so much as they want sort of this, you know, sort of build a world single-player mentality, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, Jeremy, what did you think about the whole interface and the way you moved around in Black and White 1?
You know, I thought it was pretty intuitive. I thought it's pretty unique, you know, kind of being the hand of God, you know, that kind of deal. I thought it was pretty cool, but, you know, I really wish that they'd focus more on, like, multiplayer, and most importantly, that they'd focus on competitive multiplayer, which, you know, is something a lot of developers kind of neglect these days, and they're worried too much about the single-player element, and they're worried too much about creating a great single-player experience like it's a movie, but they don't realize what's different from games is it's something that can be part of human history for all time, you know, like, when the guys made chess, they weren't too worried about how cool it is the first time you play it. They're worried about how much you're going to play it until, you know, you're 80 years old. And so in that respect, you know, I thought it was cool, but at the same time, after, you know, a couple weeks, I didn't play it anymore because I kind of went through it and I saw it all. And then I went back to owning Noobs Online, which is something that just didn't feel fully thought out, you know.
Hey, noob, I'm going to light, totally light on you, noob.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a question. I got a couple, actually. I was wondering, like, if, like, Jeremy or, like, Doug, like, or anyone else that owns on that show, like, do you have an Xfire, like, account so I could, like, add you and, like, come on and, like, play around with you? Maybe play with your balls, I don't know, but do you got that?
you wanna, like, play with my balls in RL? Because, that's not too cool, but maybe if you got a sister, or maybe a couple of sisters.
She's kind of fat, but I guess.
I think, like, EA is playing with his balls.
Yeah, EA is way too busy sucking both my balls.
Right. But, and I just want to know, like, I mean, I just want you guys to know that, like, our website, we want to donate, like, milfcruiser.com.
I have another question for Jeremy.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. I missed the last one. You want to donate a milk cruiser?
MILF. Like MILF. MILFcruiser.com.
Ah! Okay, I see what you're saying.
Hey, Jeremy, the Queen of England has a question for you.
Okay, I'll take the Queen's question as soon as I point out that Doug is all about the moms.
Yeah, man, I can hook you up.
Okay, so
yeah,
like her Majesty, does Her Majesty have a kind of a question for the owner besides what she's good for?
What do you think of Battlefield 1942 and Battlefield 2? That's the question.
Okay, we kind of addressed this before, but here's what I thought about it. It's made by EA.
Gonna suck Jerry's balls!
Okay, so I was gonna say more, but I think Dave might have summed that up a bit. I think it's a shame that there's a lot of good elements in the game. I think that, you know, there's a lot of cool gameplay to the game, but you know, in the long run, you know, I just think it's too bad Satan put the game out, and I don't really want to support Satan anymore, because Satan can suck my balls!
I have another question for Jeremy.
It's not a bukkake question, is it?
No, no.
Call
yeah,
the
we don't know about noodles or anything.
But actually, you have MSN? And, yeah, Rocco wants voice.
Yeah, I got MSN. I got a couple of MSN accounts, and ICQ, and I got Google Talk, and I got all that stuff, you know, I got all the stuff, and my clan mates and my friends, like, they got it, but, you know, for you news, I don't know.
Hey, Dad, I got a question for you, for Jeremy. You can go ahead, forget off. Wait after you.
Thanks. First of all, I just like to, like, just give props to Kyle and everybody with Pure Ownage, especially Kyle. He's got the editing skills, I just gotta say that. And you guys kick ass. And here's my question. This is mainly for Doug and Jeremy. Like, did you guys actually sign up for the Lanigan competition and take it seriously, or like, was it just being there for the filming?
Well, we did sign up for the competition, and you know, we kind of, it's a combination of the two, I guess. We went there, we definitely had something in mind, you know. We bought the camera, we had Kyle, we had you know, some people with us, and we had everyone help out, and it was just kind of icing to play in some tourneys and kind of play some people there, and we thought it was pretty cool, you know, just to have some games with people. But you know, I guess really the episode was priority number one, and having fun was priority number two, which is, I guess, just a sacrifice, you know, we just kind of learned to make.
My cool question, not question, is a statement, a proclamation to the great FPS Doug. Boom Headshot lives on Halo 2 on Xbox Live. It thrives. Boom. And it was in your honor.
Alright, I got a question for you guys. All you Peonage guys. I don't know if you guys have seen it recently, it just came out like a few days ago. The Nintendo Revolution controller. What do you guys think of that?
Well, like, you know, we addressed this a bit earlier, but, you know, I guess to sum it up, I think it's the coolest shit I've seen in a long time, and I'm pretty proud of Nintendo, because that's some balls right there to come out, and I think we're in a state right now, when we've been in a state right now of gaming for 10 years, it's kind of sad, and I think this is actually really important to address, and if you listen to anything, I think you should listen to this all night. I think, you know, gaming is not, and you know, it's like, it's never been about graphics, it's never been about what looks the most, you know, like real life. That's not what it's about. It's not about numbers. It's not about publishing how fast your system is or any crap like that. Gaming is, and gaming has always been, about having fun with your life and about owning noobs and about having a great time and about having that great time kind of sharing with your friends. In that respect, I think Sony and Microsoft don't know what they're doing. In that respect, I think Nintendo has always known what they're doing, and I always trust Nintendo, and I'm extremely excited about Revolution, and when I see pictures of guys swinging a controller at the screen, pretend to be Link, or pretend to be through a Smash Brothers, pretend to fish, whatever it is they're doing, that gets me so excited. And I can tell you, absolutely, day one, I'll be lined up at that store, I'll be getting Revolution, and, you know, I'm just really excited to see what it does to gaming.
I got one more question for you. Do you think the Revolution controller will create it like where you can like hide behind a couch when you're being shot at, so you don't get shot, so like the bullets can reflect off of like couch you're hiding behind or whatever you're hiding behind? Or do you think it's only going to be like point and click?
Well, I'm not sure about like you being able to read your couch, but I think it's going to create a sort of system where you and your friends in your living room are definitely going to sort of act out what's happening and sort of, you know, instinctively. Like, you're going to kind of know what's going on. It's tough to describe, I guess, but if you imagine, I mean, throughout my life anyways, I've tried to get a lot of people in the gaming, because a lot of people come over and they try to go out and like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going to stay home out the games. They don't really get it because they don't play. And when I try to make these people play games, I've always noticed that when they pick up a controller, they're not too good with it. And they always try to move the controller, you know, like they're trying to move right, so they're moving the controller right in the air and stuff. Like, they don't really know what's going on. But what I think is really cool is that I think just moving the controller and having that actually do something on screen is going to just really blow open, like, the whole gaming thing to the average noob, you know. And I think it's just going to create something that, you know, I mean, even my mom might only after that, you know, who knows.
One last final question. Sorry about that. What's the first game on the Revolution you'd want to play? And why?
Well, it's a tough question, I guess. Immediately I want to blurt out Super Smash, because I'm such a big Super Smash fan, but, you know, it's a cross. I don't know if you guys, you know, a lot of you might not be old enough, or I don't know, but when the Nintendo 64 first came out, I don't know if you remember Mario 64, when it first came out, you know, I was sitting in the store and I'm playing this demo, the system hasn't been launched yet, but it redefined what it was, you know, to play a game, and it created the whole platform genre, and the play control, it was so beautiful. It was like you were Mario, you're jumping off walls, and then it was like, it was an incredible experience. And in that sense, I know Miyamoto and the crew, they're going to make the next Mario show off that controller. They're going to really bring you into the game, and it's going to be sick. So, you know, part of my brain is just screaming Mario, because I want to see the next Mario. I want to know what it's going to be like with that controller. But then on the other side, I'm a big Super Smash Bros. Fan, and, I'd love to hold two controllers in my hand and act out those moves in RL, you know, and really get into it and be not just beating up Dave on the screen, but beating up in RL at the same time, you know?
Yeah, thanks for my question.
Let me continue.
Hey, I got a question for FPS Doug if he's there.
Okay, FPS Doug, like, might be here, or he might not be here, but that kind of depends on the question. So why don't you ask the question?
Well then, yeah. My question is, does FPS Doug scream boom headshot when he comes?
Okay. FPS Doug is not here at the moment.
I have a question.
I have another question.
Who's better, pirates or ninjas?
Ninjas!
Oh, well, that's just fucked up.
Ninjas, dude.
I have a question.
Pirates, like, aren't about skills. Pirates are about being cheap. They're like, kind of like the hackers. They're like, oh, you're on a boat all by yourself? Well, look at me and my crew with some guns. That's not very fair. Ninjas are like, oh, I'm going to take on 20 of you because I got the skills. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What about your favorite alcoholic drink, then?
Well, similar to the music, I have to say this changes on a regular basis. You know, I guess, you know, I used to be a fan of just beer. I don't want to start telling which beers, because, like, as I've learned from Pure Orange, that talking about stuff I actually like inadvertently sells that stuff, and that's not really what I want to do, you know? So I don't want to tell people what beer to buy or anything like that. But these days, I don't know, I end up drinking whiskey. That's kind of weird to say, and lots of people tell me I'm like an old man drinking that stuff. But it has a kind of flavor to it, and it's really, I don't know, it's kind of different. I don't have to drink too much and get a nice buzz. But I don't want to promote alcohol either at the same time, and certainly if you got a tournament or something, don't be drinking, because that's stupid to think that's going to help you at all. But, you know, after you've been up for 4 days straight trying to release an episode, I definitely think some whiskey certainly has its time, you know.
So you actually get wasted sometimes?
Well, I mean, we're on course right now. It's been, you know, it's been a pretty successful, you know, couple of days. It's been a stressful couple of days. I mean, to be honest, I wasn't awake for Monday. You know, I went to bed at like 8 a.m. after the episode. I woke up today. Now, you know, that gives an indication of just how long me and Kyle were awake trying to get this stuff ready. And, you know, definitely on a special occasion, yeah, you know, you got friends, and yeah, it's you know, it can be really fun, but just whatever you do, you know, just don't you know, just don't stop drinking all the time, because it's not cool, it's not going to help you.
I've got a question. I was wondering how you like the Metal Gear Solid games and other Hideo Kojima games, and if you're going to play Metal Gear Solid Subsistence Online when it comes out.
I'm a big fan of Metal Gear. I'm a big fan of Hideo Kojima, actually. It's too bad that he kind of went more PS after a while. You know, I was playing the original Metal Gear. I don't know if you actually played that back on the Nintendo a long time ago. I still got that in my collection, actually, the original. And I've always been a fan from day one. I thought he always had a really cool vision, and he was always doing, like, kind of new trippy stuff, you know, and he's pretty creative, and I thought it was really cool, and I'm really excited because he made some comments on the Revolution, and he talked about how excited he was to sort of, you know, develop a game for the Revolution and be creative with that. So I'm really excited to see what he does in the next couple of years.
Okay, so this guy here, Forgotten Gamer, and I'm starting to get why he's named Forgotten, because he has asked for voice over and over, but he keeps on not asking his question because he's too shy. So,
I had one already. I just want to ask Jeremy one more. That's cool.
Okay, let's hear your question, and we'll go to Forgotten Gamer.
This is Forgotten Gamer.
Oh, you're Forgotten Gamer. Okay, that's great. We'll do. Let's hear your question then.
All right, Jeremy. On the subject of Nintendo 64, my favorite FPS of all time. It's got to be GoldenEye 007. I was
Golden
wondering
Eye,
what you. What are your thoughts on GoldenEye?
GoldenEye, yeah, it just changed. It changed FPS. I don't know. It was the first console FPS that really did great things. I can't even begin to.
Exactly where you are.
Okay, thanks, Doug. Doug has some problems with it because he didn't like the fact that you could see where the other guys were. Kyle too apparently didn't like the fact that you could see where everybody was. So basically, they're noobs, and they didn't appreciate the multiplayer element because they thought, you know, not seeing where guys is important, but I definitely appreciate GoldenEye. I played GoldenEye, oh my god, a really stupid amount, to be honest. I ran facility, time-trialing facility, like a sick man. You know, I had a great time unlocking every single thing in the episode. Friends of mine, I mean, we used to spend hours playing GoldenEye. Like, I don't know what it is about the game, but it changed FPS for me. It was the first game that got me really excited about it, and, you know, until I'm 80 years old, I'll still look back at that experience and probably think that GoldenEye was probably one of the best FPSs of all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say something here. You know, you may not value my opinion as much as Jeremy's, but like, GoldenEye was out, you know, after like games like Duke Nukem. You know, Duke Nukem 3D, like with its rich environment and its multiplayer what? Network aspect. You know. No, seriously, like, I never got into GoldenEye. I never even played the game. You know? Maybe I don't understand what GoldenEye fans, you know, because, like, you know, it's like seeing the other guy's fucking screen and, like, you know, like, just, you know, it's like, what the hell, like, you know, it's like the first FPS for console, but, like, all the console news are raving about it, but it's like, you never fucking played Duke Nukem? Come on, man, it's an amazing game.
But you gotta understand, like, it's a console FPS, like, where are you gonna put the other guy? I mean, it was N64, they didn't have LAN.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure, I understand the technological limitations, but it doesn't change, doesn't make the game more enjoyable, doesn't make the experience more enjoyable. It's like, you know, I used to play at my friend's LANs and play Duke Nukem, and it's like, and then someone's like, hey, try GoldenEye, I'm like, what the fuck, that's the newest shit ever.
I just found it to be, like, the greatest FPS, like my favorite. I mean, seeing where each other was in, like, multiplayer stages wasn't really that much, like, a handicap, because when you're chasing each other around with friggin' rocket launches, it's not really gonna do much for you. Because even if you do jump out in front of him, he's gonna get you just when you get him, too. It's really, really, like, I found it to be, like, the best, like, as Jeremy said, like, the changing point in all console FPS. It was, I found myself going through friggin' facility, just popping everyone in that stage, just getting everyone over and over and over again. It was just great.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I'll just say that I never gave it a chance because, you know, I was too busy, like, playing Quake 2, which was, you know, amazing at the time, you know, playing that. I think it was one of the first actual TCP/IP internet games where you could play over the internet without Kali or any kind of, third-party add-on. And, you know, but it was just, you know, I don't know, going from PC shooters to GoldenEye, I played it for me, just like, I don't know, it just wasn't the same. But anyway, you know, I'll sort of put my opinion aside and say that, you know, GoldenEye was a legendary game and was revolutionary, whatever. But you know, I guess it's telling me that I'm just proved to everyone I'm complete noob. But you know, I'll just that's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Kyle, and thank you, Jeremy.
You get a kick. I gotta agree with Kyle.
Yeah.
And I gotta agree with Jeremy at the same time, because when Duke Nukem came out, I was totally over that. That was, like, the first game that I bought, and I was so insanely infatuated by that game. But, I mean, that was, like, back in the day when like, internet wasn't big, and online gaming wasn't big, and my parents didn't have money for, like, online stuff, and I sure as shit didn't have any money. My friends, they all, like, they had Nintendo 64, right? And they got GoldenEye, and I went over to my friend's house every fucking Friday afternoon, and we sat around the TV, you know, we had, like, some crisps and some cola, and we sat there and we played GoldenEye, and that was the first, like, multiplayer FPS I've ever played. And I remember, you know, camping one half of facility with a friend, and the other friend's camping the other half, and just playing team and, like, working out tactics and shit, and, you know, calling each other names, and their moms would get all upset and kick us out of the house and stuff. And that was, you know, my first multiplayer experience, and however shitty the graphics were or whatever, that was, like, what it was all about. It was, like, multiplayer for the first time ever.
The game was,
well, you know, there's a lot of nostalgia value, I'm sure, but it's like, you know, oh, you're camping out of spot, you're camping. I wonder where he's camping, you know? It's like, he's right there, you can see, I don't know, but, yeah, exactly, Doug's saying the same thing that I'm saying here, but anyway, okay, we had another comment, let's go with the other comment that I'm sorry, I cut you off here.
Yeah, I just wanted to come back to him. I'm saying, like, it's an addicting game. Like, it was just, like, the best to me. I don't care what anybody says. I agree with Jeremy. It was awesome. And Kyle, man, I just want to pull a rocket launcher out on you, like, right now. It's just that simple, because I won't even use the bottom screen. I'll block myself from the bottom screen.
Pull a rocket launcher out on me, as long as I don't see where you are, you know? Just pull it out.
I'll get the throwing knives on you, man. You don't even know, man. You don't know. I own that game so bad. I own you, Kyle.
I imagine you own the game when you see where your opponents are. I can understand that for sure.
Man, you gotta get over that. I never use that screen. I stuck to my screen. Maybe you, Kyle. Maybe, you know, you want to, like, sneak a look maybe every now and then. You know, I can understand because, you know, you're a noob.
Perseverance. Can I have some true questions?
Go right ahead.
Okay, the first one is about sports in general. Do you practice some kind of sports like soccer and basketball? And the second one is about the name of the TS thing. Why is it Kyle and not PP Crew or Jeremy or something? Kyle is so self-minded.
Well, it's my fucking computer, shit. What is wrong? Self-minded?
It's your thing, not your thing. But forget
it's not
it.
My
no,
thing.
Just answer the sports thing. It's for you too, I love you, Kyle. Really.
You know what? I'll change my name to Goten if it'll make you feel better.
No. I just changed it because the kids were getting voiced and I wasn't. And I put some DBZ nick.
Yeah,
no.
I'm just bugging you here. But yeah, it's... Seriously though, it's the whole PP crew here. I don't mean to like hog the microphone, but I'm trying to give up the microphone as much as possible. But yeah, you want to talk to any of the PP crew? We're all here under Kyle. So your question was about sports. Is that what we want to know about?
Yeah, sports thing. Because I only see you and Jeremy coming computer, LAN houses, nothing more. Only this.
I used to play, this is Jimmy, and if the question is, did I play some RL sports, I did. I was always really competitive, when I was a little kid, and, I played a lot of hockey, and, you know, I don't know how big that is where most of you guys are from, I can imagine, in Australia and whatever, you guys don't even know what that word means, but, in Canada, it's a big thing, and I played a lot of hockey as a kid. I think it was a great time. It was great for my health. It was good exercise. It was great to teach you kind of the value of, you know, playing with a team, which is something I later took to RTS in my team games and, you know, kind of applied that to gaming. I thought it was really cool. But, you know, the problem with sports is that, you know, it has a lot to do with, you know, just how you're built or how you're born or how tall you are, how strong you are, whereas, you know, computer gaming, you know, those of us who weren't 6'6" and massive people, you know, we can still own because all it is about how smart and fast you are. So that's why I kind of, you know, I always gravitated towards gaming because, you know, I'm not the hugest guy, I'm not the strongest guy, but, you know, I was always quick and smart. So I was, you know, at the end of the day, I wasn't the greatest at hockey, but I'd come home and I'd own ass on.
Hey, I have a question. You guys are in college, right, Kyle and Jeremy? What are you guys majoring in? What are you guys planning to do?
I've been to school. I was in school, as much as the government, but I had to go. And then I did a little bit of extra school. I went to university for a bit, and I kind of took stuff that was related to what, you know, I kind of thought I was good at because of gaming, and I took some, took lots of math and physics and stuff, and some computer science, you know, stuff that I felt I was naturally good at. But, well, you know, high school is always easy because it's, you know, it's kind of easy noob stuff, and so I could always do good. I played games all day, you know, I barely went, but I still did good. But when I got to university, it's kind of serious, and, you know, I kind of let gaming override my school, and, you know, I didn't really, didn't do much, and after years, I just kind of started gaming full time instead of doing that kind of stuff full time. And Kyle, he's, you know, ever since he's been a kid, he's just always about being a director, right? So, I mean, he's still in film school, but he's almost done. And, And soon we'll both be out of school. We'll both be, you know, hopefully doing the show. It's pretty cool.
You were talking about hockey earlier, right? What do you think are the Leafs' chances this year?
Well, I think, like, the Leafs are kind of like, let me see how I say this. They're kind of like China Imp. You know, you can't, Dave, you might not know this because we haven't put it in the show yet, but Dave is a real big Leafs fan. And to be honest, you know, me and Kyle, we were born in, Kyle's not into sports at all, so, you know, he doesn't know about it. But we were born in Winnipeg, and so, you know, I was a big Winnipeg Jets fan, which is a hockey team here. If you're in Canada, you probably know who that is. And, you know, I was always a big fan.
I'm out in Calgary, the Flames kick ass.
Yeah, for sure. So basically what happened is we moved to Calgary up. Our mom moved to Calgary when we were little kids, and we kind of spent a lot of our childhood in Calgary. And a few years later, the Jets got sold. You know, I guess it happens. I didn't really understand at the time, but they got sold to a desert state in the USA. So basically that kind of made me want to kill, like, everybody, because my team got sold to people that didn't give a shit about hockey, you know? So that's kind of, I think to a kid, that was something really hard to deal with, because you don't understand money. You don't think about money. The same way I kind of look at games, I'm not thinking about money. I'm just thinking about how much I love playing. And so it's kind of tough to deal with that. And I kind of, that's kind of what made me stop playing hockey, you know? And that kind of got me out of hockey because, you know, my team was gone, which kind of sucks. But over time, and I was living in Calgary, and, you know, I didn't have the Jets anymore. I kind of became a Flames fan. And then to anybody at all, you know, that was, like, in Canada in, like, the last couple of years, like, well, if you don't know what the Flames did a couple of years ago, then, you know, you're a moron. You're living in the closet or something. But hockey is... Oh, man, the Flames, well, the Flames won the Stanley Cup, and I don't, you know,
That one shot that went in, it was like an inch, and the ref called it. I wanted to go up there and stop him.
Yeah, the Lightning.
Oh, yeah, there was no Game 7. I can't talk about this because it hurts too much, but the Flames won in Game 6. Okay, that's the end of that.
No, they didn't.
What did you think of Advent Children?
Go Lightning.
Yeah, I had a question.
Go Lightning.
Okay, I haven't seen the Advent, sorry about the Doug, I haven't seen the Advent, Children movie yet. Doug tells me he's, pirating it, like, right now, so maybe, next fan shot I could answer a question about that.
I have a question, are you guys gonna use Dave more, and, when's the next episode coming up?
Yeah, I mean, not that we plan it too much, but Dave is, you know, a good friend of ours, and Dave's always around, you know, he's pretty much, I see Dave every day, and so it's inevitable that Dave's just going to be there, because he's always there when we're filming, and he's always there in our lives, and so, you know, without a doubt, Dave's going to be in episode 9, not that we're 100% sure what that's going to be yet, but, you know, we're starting on it this week, and, we got a lot to do, but, you know, we got some really, really high expectations and stuff, you know, got to, like, live up to, and, but I think we can do good. We got some cool ideas, and, you know, Dave and Doug, they're both around now, and Anastasia's around, and it's really cool. It's, like, the first time we've got this big crew, and everyone's really, really hyped on, you know, what we're doing, and I think it's going to be really exciting.
Jeremy, do you own sports games?
Just answer that.
Yeah, I own pretty hard at most sports games, but I'll say, I'm not sure if I said this before, like any of the other chats or whatever, but I think as funny as it may sound, and it's kind of weird to understand for a lot of people, but the original ice hockey for the Nintendo, that I think it's like 20 years old or something, it's like the one you can choose, like a small guy or a medium guy or a big guy, like skinny fatties, you know, to this day, me and Doug still play that game, and I think, you know, it was really exciting for me to hear that the Revolution would be backward compatible, because I look forward to playing it on a controller that doesn't hurt my hand so much, but we still play that a lot, and there's a few sports games now I really like.
Yeah, I've got a question for Doug. I was just wondering what the first FPS game you ever played was.
Jeremy, what's the best Dawn of War race, and what's the best StarCraft race?
Okay, well, Doug said Wolfenstein was the first game he had played. He kind of gave me a pretty evil look as he said it. But, damn, what was the next question? Okay, can you repeat the last question for me?
Yeah, Dawn of War, and what was your favorite race in Dawn of War, and what was your favorite race for StarCraft?
And by the way, Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup. Just want to reiterate that.
Okay, so now, I mean, part of me doesn't want to answer your question, because Seriously, okay, first of all, Tampa Bay won the Cup with more Canadian players in their team than any other team in the league. I just like to point out that maybe Martin Saint-Louis is a Canadian. You know, I mean, I just want to point that out, because maybe Richards is a Canadian. I don't know. Oh, hold on. Maybe every good player on the whole team is Canadian. I don't know. But, you know, we can look at it that way. Or we can look at, obviously, Eldar is and has always been the best Dawn of War race.
What about StarCraft?
Zerg Rush.
Yeah, I've got one, though. I know you guys, you play a lot in FPS Dog and whatnot. Have you tried taking it to any leagues, play seriously, whatnot with Thievo and Thoris and 1.6? Has Doug ever joined a team just to play for serious money?
Doug is on a team, and he does play somewhat competitively, but we don't want to say what that is, because it wouldn't be really fair to him. He kind of has to kind of hide who he is, because, you can understand, lots of people every day, and, kind of bother me, in RTS, yeah, I do play competitively, I've been in a couple major guilds, and, clans, oh, my fucking wow, yeah, I've been in a couple major clans, and, we play at the top level, but we kind of got to hide who we are, because the whole show thing, otherwise it just gets kind of stupid.
I have a question for pretty much the CSS players, your opponent. I was thinking maybe you guys would want a server when we get our new server hosting box in. Just hit.
I think they already went over that.
Well, I get those every day. You'd be amazed how many people want us to play, so it's tough. But I can say that it's something that's been tossed around a lot. Definitely, as time goes on, we kind of want to open up maybe some official appearance servers, which games across most games we'd love to have, a CSS official appearance server that we can kind of hop on and own some of you guys at, and an AA server and a bunch of stuff. But until then, I just don't want to promise going to anybody's server.
Yeah. Hey, can I interrupt for a second? I just want to say that, we're getting pretty hungry here. We haven't had dinner. It's 8:30, and we should probably be winding this down pretty soon. And I'm sure all the people that are helping us out are probably getting tired. As I mentioned, what time is it in the UK right now?
It's 1:38 a.m. in the morning.
There you go. We should probably end this pretty quick here. Any other burning questions? Now's your time. Okay, burning question for Jeremy. Let's go.
Yeah, that's me. Can you tell me your MSN? One of them.
I got to do that.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay.
Question here.
Okay, good question from B-Man.
Okay, first off, I just want to know the history behind Jeremy and Doug's relationship. I just want to know, did Doug live in Toronto with Jeremy and then he just moved away to Calgary, or what's the deal on that? And the second thing I want to say is, I can hear a girl's voice from your mic laughing, so I want to know if Anastasia's there or not, and if you're lying to us.
What do you mean, lying to you? How would I be lying to you?
Well, I thought you said Anastasia wasn't there.
Well, that's Dave laughing. He laughs like a fucking girl. What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure I heard a girl.
Alright, I gotta go. Nah, I would never lie to you guys. Yeah, okay, so the other question. You want to know about the history? What?
Just, what's the deal with them? How did they meet and stuff like that? And why
surprise,
is this stuff in Calgary? I knew it.
Whoever heard that has fucking amazing hearing.
I heard you twice.
I've heard it too. I was kind of thinking about that. I think she's just a little bit shy to come on here and see, 100 guys?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
That make me kill you. Oh my god.
Can I ask a question now?
Yes, you can ask a question.
Alright, would you... Jeremy, would he ever, or is he on the mic, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Would you ever, consider selling your WoW account? Because I bet you anybody pays about $300 for every level 60, and you'd probably get a lot of money from that. And with all the fans, that I bet you they'd pay money for it.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't really thought about that, I'll be honest. I am aware, like, lots of MMO people, they're all about, like, selling stuff online, and I think that's kind of cool, because in a way, that's sort of a different form of pro gaming. Instead of winning money by having skill, you just kind of make money by having lots of time. And, you know, I don't know, like, I still have my account, I haven't sold it, and I thought about, you know, kind of getting something for it, but, to be honest, I mean, I don't know, I never really thought about that, I kind of gave it to my guild, actually, and so, you know, right now, there could be someone running around, oh my god, like, I don't know, I just thought it was a waste, to have them sit there and go to waste, and my guild really needs a priest, like most guild do, so, I just kind of gave it to my guild, so right now my priest is probably in Blackwing Lair, which I know my guild's making good shots at. I mean, you know, they take Ragnos down like he's a bitch regularly now, so.
And
what's extra cool, actually, I just want to point out what's really cool with my guild in WoW is that none of them know who I am, not a single person in the whole guild, not even the guy that runs it. And I played in the guild for months and months, and we did lots of stuff together. We took out all the Molten Core, and we did some really crazy stuff. And not a single person in the guild knows who they were playing with, even though lots of them used to talk about Pure Image and Guild Chat all the time. And on TeamSpeak, we'd talk about Pure Image, and I thought it was really funny because I used to put on a fake voice, and I used to talk to them like, hey, guys, so we're going to take down Major Domo tonight. That's really cool. And, like, none of them would, like, know who it is, and I thought it was pretty funny. So right now, some guy's out there, he's playing my account, and he has no idea at all that he's playing the owner's account.
There's another one that I'm not sure if you might have entered it before, but I came in here late because I, like, totally forgot. It's about Lanageddon. Are you guys going to go there again in the 2006?
We don't know yet, for sure, to be honest. Like, at this point, we're planning, like a week in advance, because stuff's crazy around here, but we definitely want to make it down, and, I mean, most of us are from Calgary for a large portion of our lives. You know, me and Ben and Kyle, like, I mean, we spent lots of time there, and we definitely want to make it down for Lanageddon, but, you know, I just don't want to say, yeah, we're going to be there, because if something comes up and we can't go, then I don't want to feel like an ass.
I got
a quick question. Oh, no, go ahead.
I know that Jeremy was playing Protoss on StarCraft in episode 8. Has he had any good tips or strategies for Protoss?
Besides, like, move to Korea, like, not too much to say.
Shut up, TeamLiquid.net.
Sean, don't be advertising here. Kyle, it's kind of a question for Kyle. He mentioned earlier that they got invites for PAX. I just wondered, like, do the guys from Penny Arcade, like Gabe and Tycho, do they, like, know about Pure Image? Do they watch Pure Image?
No one contacted us. It was actually somebody that had some tickets through some means or whatever, you know. There's a lot of people on that have, you know, been pretty big on the internet with their comics or their shows or whatever, but no one's really contacted us. I'd really like to hear from them and you know, to be on some of the conferences and whatever, but that'd be kind of cool to go there. But we haven't been contacted in the official sense by any of these guys.
Kyle, I have a question as well before it ends. You know, the last days, the episode 8 was postponed a bit, and you said that you were adding awesome stuff to the episode. And I was curious, what was that? The awesome CSS cinematic footage, or what was the last things you added to the episode?
We were working on the CS parts, you know, the awesome CS footage that you know, wasn't going to be as awesome, but was very awesome, I think, in the end. And you know, actually, in the last 24 hours, I didn't stop working on the show. I got up and I worked on it for 24 hours. I took 40 minute breaks for meals, for two meals in that period. But it was actually an interesting experience for me to work solid on a single thing for 24 hours. And, you know, just to keep editing and keep making music and keep throwing it in there, it was really a weird mindset. And after, I was like, walking around outside, and I was like, wow, this is pretty high resolution, and like, you know, look at the vivid colors, because I was so used to looking at digital video for so long. It was like amazing how high res real life was, and you know, it was an interesting mindset to be in. Now I think I'm back to normal, though. I had a good sleep last night, but yeah, that's really cool.
I have a question.
I was wondering what's David's favorite ice cream for, like, owning noobs.
Relevance! Let's have some.
Hey, that was the Queen of England.
I'm the Queen, you're gonna respect me.
Oh, my apologies.
I just had a comment on the end of the movie. I think it would have been, like, a little bit more realistic if he would have turned around, like, right when he's jumping into his face or something. Because, like, whenever he was looking up, it looked as if he could have, like, he had, like, a whole, like, 3 or 4 seconds before he could have shot him with the scout.
Oh, how many seconds? Oh, that was, like, slow-mo, man. What the hell are you talking about? You want to see, okay, I'm going to jump and then knife you. Like, you'll be
it's
dead,
just, like,
man.
Fast reaction. I don't know, I figured
We'll arrange for, you know, I'll jump and you'll be blinded by the sun, and, you know, the sun will be in your eyes, I'll, like, come out of the sun and, like, fall, you know, and you're not gonna be able to stop me, man, I'll be knifing you, you know, and that, you know, and I'm a noob compared to Jeremy, so, by the way, I forgot to mention, Dave's favorite ice cream is red bean, that's his favorite ice cream.
Thank you.
I got a question for Anastasia. All right,
go ahead.
So let's just say hypothetically that I ask for a certain email to, you know, be like private messaged towards, you know, that cashmere inbox down under Australia place. What would be the likelihood of that happening?
I do have an email that you can write me to. It's mmogrrl@gmail.com, gmail.com.
Now you're going to get like 1,000 emails from everyone.
That's why.
Actually, I don't. I check it like almost every single day, and I've only gotten like seriously a handful, like maybe 4 people have written. I get a lot of blogs.
Have you had any interesting comments on your blog?
Actually, some people have been offering to put the show up in the Netherlands. They're like, oh, yeah, we have a big contract up here. We'll sign you. And I'm just like, this is not my show. Like, this is Kyle's show. And then I show it to Kyle. He just laughs his head off.
Another question. Do you guys have any, like, videos of you owning people that were talking shit or anything? I know I heard maybe about, like, some CNC stuff, but...
Videos of us owning? What do you mean?
Like, okay, you know how people, like, talk shit? Don't you, like, record, like, you're 1v1ing them or whatever?
You mean, replays? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, replays of you just, like, slapping them.
There's some replays, but, you know, we don't publish them generally, you know. There's some I'd like to publish, you know. There's some replays where I was 2v2ing with Jeremy, I was on his team, and we just spanked some guys' asses. There's some noob clans back in the day that wouldn't play anybody that was playing USA in generals, but yeah, it was, I don't know, you know, we don't publish that stuff, though, because we don't want, I don't know, Jeremy's all like, I don't want my strats to be known, and, you know, people copying my shit that I made up and all this stuff, but yeah, you know, there was a shoutcast video. I don't know if you play generals, you can check out a shoutcast video a long time ago.
Hey, I'm from leadhost.org. Did I like host one of years? I've been watching you guys since you guys first started. It's like best show like ever for a lot of games and stuff. I was also gonna ask, are you guys planning to have any kind of LAN in Canada for pure homage? That would be just for, like, the fans and stuff, people that want to own.
Eventually, once we get big enough, maybe we might do something like that. But, you know, now we're just concentrating on making more episodes and, you know, doing the stuff we love to do. But, yeah, eventually I'd like to have, you know, some fan event here. Or even, like, you know, once season one is over, we're going to be releasing DVDs. We're going to be releasing a soundtrack. And I'd really like to do a big gathering and have a big sort of, you know, fan meet or a concert or something where, you know, all the musicians that have performed, you know, a lot of musicians performing on Pureonage. You know, I'd like to do a big live concert of, you know, performing the Pureonage soundtrack and all the, you know, all the Warcraft singers, you know, to sing with us and, you know, all the music Sorry, what is that, Kashmir?
I didn't get it recorded, but we played the Noob song at a gig we had last week. We only did it was pretty good.
Yeah, you were telling me you were going to perform that, and I'd love to hear a recording. If one of these gigs you get around to recording it, I'd like to hear it. I know you sent us a recording of yourself playing your new song solo, actually, FPS Doug and Jeremy are just talking right now about how awesome your video is that you sent us. You might want to post that on the forums if you haven't, or maybe bump the topic, but it's a pretty funny video. You're really rocking out there.
The audio cast is on the archive. That'll do.
Before you guys go, can I hear Jeremy just say, like, Scud song with a lot of enthusiasm? I love that scene.
I don't know if he does requests. I think you might just have to like watch that actual scene. I don't know if he feels like saying it or not.
Come on, Jeremy.
Come on, do it, Jeremy. Do it for Peter.
I didn't do it.
I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but you know, it's like something you can't do on command. It's like kind of like here's Jeremy.
Okay. It's tough, like, to answer that kind of stuff. Like, can you do this? Because when that stuff happened, I was in a particular mood, and I was kind of arguing with Doug. I was kind of mad, because Doug, I mean, no offense, Doug, but you're kind of like a big noob, and you're trying to make a guy understand that obviously your stupid little Rangers aren't going to do anything against my Scud Storm, you know? But you do what you can, but, in terms of excitement, if you want me to scream and yell, I'll tell you something I'm ready to scream and yell about. And that's an announcement made last week between Petroglyph Games and Sega, when they're coming out with a new franchise, an original sci-fi Modern Warfare franchise they announced on PetroglyphGames.com that they're going to make as soon as they're done with Star Wars. And I have to admit that the day I read that, it just made me go, no, something like that is basically what happened when I I'm getting looks from there's six people in the room right now that are pretty mad at me for doing that, and there's probably 200 people in the fan chat that just woke their moms up. But you know, if you want to get me excited, that's what I'm excited about right now. I'm excited about what Sega and Petroglyph are going to do, because you know right there, that's the next CNC, because a name is a name. And, you know, if Stephen King died tomorrow and some noob's going to start making books under his name, it's not Stephen King, it's just a fucking name. So when I see EA, those pieces of shit, trying to make Command & Conquer, and they're like, oh, we're going to make RA3, we're going to make Tiberian Sun 18, I'm thinking, yeah, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. But when I hear Petroglyph, who are the original Westwood guys that created RTS, they made Dune 2, they made Command & Conquer, they created it all. When I hear that they're going to team up for a new franchise and try to compete, you know, and to take over the competitive RTS market, that makes me do that sound that I just did, but I won't do again because everyone's looking at me pretty mad because I screamed and scared them all pretty bad.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to sign off now. So one last question. We're going to have to go get some food right now. But last question.
Yo.
So, Doug.
That's a great question. So, Doug. Well, let me answer that. The answer is Doug.
What?
But do I have to, like, ask in the form of a question or some shit?
You might want to just, question. You know,
I didn't read that in the rules.
Ahead. Who's got a question?
I do.
Will you come to London, Ontario?
All right,
Ontario?
All right. Okay. Two questions. One from London.
London?
Ontario.
Come to London, Ontario.
So, Dennis.
And, you know, maybe one point in time we might drive through, but why would we go there? Why would we come to London, Ontario?
I don't know. I don't live there. Dan just asked.
Okay, what the fuck? I thought you said you were from London. What? I don't get it.
No, I said, would you come to London?
Yeah. You know, I don't know what the point of that question is. I don't really know. But we had another question. What's the other question?
Well, I guess
how
it
come
was
I haven't heard Doug say anything yet?
anything yet?
Mr. Doug said some stuff. You might have missed it. You might want to listen to the recording, but he said some stuff. Yeah, so Mr. Clean, you got a question?
Yeah, I would just like to ask if, like, I could formally challenge Jeremy or Doug to some contract source and own them up.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what a terrible two questions to end on.
Not yeah, fine, okay,
you gotta have another question.
Kyle, have you ever worn women's underwear?
that's an improvement. It's better. It's an improvement. No, but I'm thinking about it now. I might have to try it because, you know, it's one of the things they might want to do before you die, you know? I just might want to try that show, you know? But
that's
yeah, fun. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, very, very last
I got
thing
one.
You want to say. Story question. Okay, here we go. Who is it, Rocco? Who is
I
that?
Do. That's me.
X Factor. Okay, X Factor. Here we go.
Jeremy. Have you ever pulled a Leroy?
Come on. You see how quiet it is?
Wait a minute. That was
say boom headshot. What the fuck?
Okay.
Leave him alone!
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I think we're just going to go. We're going to get some food.
Do
so,
it.
So, yeah.
Have a good
anyway,
meal.
It was great talking to everybody. We'll do a fan chat the next one. Okay, sorry, what was that?
Carl, I've got one last question for Jeremy, which I was meant to actually ask him. It's about the Combat 2 game on a new aspect of RTS. I watched one of the interviews and they said they're going to be changing it to be like more real life. Like if someone shoots a wooden arrow at a brick wall, it's not going to be a brick wall because that just can't happen. And Jeremy, do you think that will make it better for actually playing? Because I know you're a big fan of someone having brains to actually play a game, and that will make it more like that.
Yeah, probably. What a shame.
I'm really sorry, guys, but Jeremy he's already walked out the door. He's already gone to eat. I'm really sorry. Maybe next fan chat, or maybe you should PM him if you really want, if you're really dying to only answer that question. But, yeah, we really have to go. We've been doing this for over 2 hours, and I'd really like to thank, as I mentioned, DeLoco, Kashmir, and then everybody that's helped us out put this together. You know, thanks for devoicing people, and doing text questions and things like that. We'll probably do this again, episode 9, maybe, a couple days after we release. And, yeah, it's always great to hear from the fans. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Bye, Kyle.
Yeah, we also like to thank you guys for taking your evening out for, you know, to talk to us here. So, that's great.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get to work on episode 9. So, yeah, I guess we'll chat with the fans later.
Hey, and the
yep,
server didn't crash this time.
Yes, thank you very much for that. That's amazing. It's really a great thing. You know, I think it was interrupted last time a few times by a server crash, and it's too bad we missed out on some good dialogue. But yeah, maybe I don't know. We might want to use the server again. I don't know if that's possible. I have to talk to you.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, it was great.
I'm totally up for it.
Asia for us.
We're out of here. Thank you very much for the chat, guys.
Thank you.
And Kyle went away. That sucks. Now we're all alone.
Yeah, thanks for letting us host this chat on your server, Peter. It was really appreciated.
Yeah.
And thanks for installing everything and setting up all the software as well. You made it really easy for us.
Yeah, no problem. I was wondering if you guys wanted me to start like a CS server, but I don't even know if you guys actually use it for like official or anything.
Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll, you know, see what Kyle thinks, and we'll go from there.
I saw, like, Kyle having a 42 millisecond ping here, so it looks like he actually gets a really good ping off my server.
Okay, that's great. I'll talk to Kyle about it tomorrow. It's, like, 2 a.m. here in the morning, so I think I better get going.
Yeah, go to sleep,
thanks.
Man.
Thanks everyone that attended, it was fun.
Oh, when it's 2 a.m. in the morning, you get to go to sleep, but when it's 2 a.m. in the morning for me, I have to be up to do a fucking podcast, or go to a TeamSpeak chat, or watch a fucking episode download. Fuck this shit!
Hey, you got to speak to Anastasia, and you've got her email address, so...
I know. I'm
yeah, so did everyone
too
else.
Happy to care about anything. Look at this. See, look at this is how much